emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones' popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censor our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You won. We won. We won the battle for truth. We won the battle for information. And all they have left is their brainwashed minions in the streets, their brainwashed leftists, their cultists, and their groupthink. And they are now trying to mold and morph and manipulate the internet so that their false consensus that everybody hates Trump, everybody hates America, everyone wants to live in a world where everything's racist, that's what they're trying to push. But you won. They lost. So they have to erase you off the playing field. Don't let them continue to spread the links. Continue to go out in the real world, in the 3D realm, and talk about InfoWars. Talk about the truth. Have conversations with people.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Are the globalists reeling right now? Yes. Is America having a rejuvenation economically, spiritually? Yes. Are you having a victory right now in the fight for truth and liberty? Yes. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones today, I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex Jones today in the third hour. Dr. Nick Begich hosts the fourth hour. We're going to have a lot of exciting things to talk about with him. Roger Stone is going to be joining the show in just 30 minutes. Breaking news coming about Roger Stone's situation right now when it comes to the Mueller probe. We're going to get the exclusive from Roger on that shortly. Will Johnson from Unite America First joins me at 12:30. He has just been censored off Facebook. You will not believe why. Now, before we get to the great broadcast today and all the news and our great guests, last night, President Trump held a rally in Indiana. And every Trump rally seems to be bigger and better than the one before. And while it seems to be redundant for the audience to tune in to every Trump rally that he's going to be doing three a week now soon, it really is incredible to listen to Trump speak, see the energy in the crowd, feel the energy in the crowd, feel the momentum in America changing, feel the status quo changing, feel and see the people getting the power back. Maybe not necessarily as much as we need to have the power of the government, but the power to know what's going on, the power to be informed, which is what they're trying to stop right now by censoring InfoWars and other conservatives on the internet. But listen to President Trump last night as he is well aware of what's going on. He's warned the tech giants, what you're doing is illegal. He's even pushed it so far as to say it's a very antitrust situation. We're going to cover all that news. But listen to President Trump last night addressing big tech censorship at his rally in Evansville, Indiana.
Importantly, my administration is also standing up for the free speech rights of all Americans, free speech rights. Look at social media. It's a thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can. It can go the other way too someday. It can play little tricks with them. We're not going to let them control what we can and cannot see, read, and learn from. We can't do that. America is a free country, and we are going to stay always a free country. We're defending American values, and we're also defending our great American interests all over the world.
And President Trump, again, going on the bully pulpit right now, doing these rallies, endorsing candidates, conservative candidates that are running for Congress, running for governor. It looks like in Indiana, you're going to have Donnelly unseated. A Democrat is going to be unseated in the upcoming midterm elections by the guy that Trump endorsed last night. Of course, I can't remember his name right now. But President Trump going and doing these rallies is such a game changer because it energizes his base unlike anything else. A sound clip on TV doesn't quite do it, like Donald Trump live for an hour off the teleprompter, off the cuff, telling it like it is. And what scares them, honestly, Trump is one angle. A president of the United States that they can't control, yes, that scares them. But millions and millions and millions of Americans seeing the truth, seeing the censorship, seeing the authoritarian nature of the tech left, seeing the traitorous nature of the Democrat Party, and then having it highlighted and then hammered by President Trump when he does these rallies with tens of thousands of people in the audience, where he has a speaker come up and the speaker says, wow, thank God President Trump kept us from Hillary Clinton, and the entire crowd chants lock her up for 60 seconds. That's America. That's the American people coming back. That's what has the globalist scared. And just like for us, now they're never going to tell you this, but just like we realize, if they take out Alex Jones, they take out everybody. If they take out Alex Jones, they take out free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists and the deep state understand, for them, the same formula applies to Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton goes down, if the crimes of Hillary Clinton go public and she goes down and even to jail, they're all going down. So that is the nexus point that we have reached. That is the juxtaposition that we are now at in the allegory of life. We understand on our side of things, if they take out Alex Jones and make an example of Alex Jones to censor free speech is dead. If we can bring justice down on Hillary Clinton, if we can arrest Hillary Clinton for all the crimes that she's committed, all the crimes of the shadow government and the deep state are next, and they know it. So just like Alex Jones, for them, is the first domino to fall in the line of censorship against free speech, Hillary Clinton will be the first domino to fall in the line of total criminality by the government, the shadow government, by the globalists, and by the people that are trying to censor us right now. And the first test case of censorship is Alex Jones.
That's right, Owen, and we've got some big special reports coming up in the third hour. Dr. Nick Begg is joining us. I'm working on a bunch of big news here behind the scenes, but this is a real civil war by pro-American forces and the globalist forces inside this country. This is history. We're not embellishing. The president knows what's going on. He's involved. He's listening directly to you. Thank God for DrudgeReport.com, helping punch InfoWars through directly to the president. I know the president's gotten my reports and my information directly, repeatedly, and I'll leave it at that. And Drudge gets it directly to him. You all get it directly to him. And now he's talking about the shadow banning, the censorship, everything. One reason I came in here, Owen, is because I never plug in this second segment. And we're going to win against these Soros-funded lawsuits and the rest of this garbage because we've told the truth, and what the media puts out is fraud. But I'm going to tell the listeners again right now. You know this is history. You know InfoWars is paying off for your children's future, for your liberty, for your Second Amendment, for your religious freedom. You know we're the Americans just like you. You know we're on the front line. So we need your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com on this Friday like never before to commit to go sign up for AutoShip for any of the great supplements, the great coffee, things you're going to want to reorder. Get a t-shirt, get a book, whatever. I know you've been doing it, but I want to thank you now for recommitting, because we will defeat the enemy if you increase the amount of funds coming in here. In fact, if just a few percentage of you more start purchasing products, we can basically, unless they kill me, are unstoppable. And I've already got plans to set up all sorts of other emergency backup systems. In fact, some of them are already in place that are even outside of my control. I'm going to leave it, and I'm working with world leaders. And I don't want to brag about this, but I'm working with world leaders. World leaders. not just the president. I mean directly with household names in Europe to do some major stuff. Okay, that's why they're coming after me. They've got my phones tapped. They know what we're doing. We're really making a run at the enemy. So I don't want to ever brag about stuff because that would draw the enemy in to know. They know now, okay? They know we're planning to take the whole damn planet back. Okay, we're against the eugenicist. We want a pro-human future. We are Renaissance individuals, and we are going to go till the end no matter what they do. But they're coming after us because we are the opposite of George Soros. Do you understand? But I need massive funding to launch operations that they've held us back 6 months on. The enemy has successfully stopped us here on the front. We need to move forward with a major offensive, and I need capital flooding InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm going to judge it this weekend off of what happens today. How much I'm going to expand in the face of the enemy. You want us to fight hard? Do it now. InfoWarsStore.com. Get products you need and products that will fund a savage defense of human freedom and an offense against the globalists with information warfare. God bless you all. Owen Schroyer, straight ahead.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big broadcast for multiple reasons. Tons of big news to cover. President Trump is hitting the fake news harder than he ever has before. You should have heard his speech last night in Evansville, Indiana. President Trump is hitting the tech giants harder than ever before, saying that they are skating on thin ice, they're flirting with antitrust law violations, and they're not going to censor free speech in this country. But that's not stopping them, is it? No, it's not. No, it's not. In fact, they keep doing it. In fact, I'm working on getting guests all lined up. I can't even believe it, man. New people are telling me they're getting blocked every day. Every day. You get people getting blocked for sharing FDA.gov documents talking about vaccines. They get blocked for sharing actual government documents. Will Johnson got blocked off Facebook. He's coming on at 12:30. You won't believe why. Fulcrum News, David Seaman, they're banished. They're gone. The list just goes on and on and on. Of course, Alex Jones, myself, David Knight, Roger Stone, Milo Yiannopoulos, and on and on, and Diamond and Silk, and Ron DeSantis, and Devin Nunes, and Jim Jordan. And it just goes on and on and on. But you've got death threats to Trump every day. I get threats every day. Roger Stone gets threats. Alex Jones gets threats. I mean, we get threats every day. We don't even cover it. Paul Joseph Watson. I don't even cover it. But they're allowed to exist. I covered yesterday the ACLU attorney certified by Twitter says, you know, F white people. White people are bad. That doesn't violate Twitter's terms of service. Oh, but if a white conservative said black people were bad, yeah, kick them off immediately. Again, it's a double standard. And they say, oh, it's hate speech. This is not about hate speech, folks. This is 110% about political speech. This is 110% about trying to move the Overton window, confirm their false consensus that there's a blue wave coming and everybody hates Trump. And it couldn't be more opposite the reality of the situation. No, Trump is probably the most popular president ever. Yeah. No, the blue wave is not even a splash. And so they don't want you to know what's actually going on. This is from The Hill. Trump says to Google, Facebook, Amazon, they may be in a very possible antitrust situation. Oh, they are. Trump has even said it's illegal, folks. They're playing chicken with Trump. Do you understand how everything comes down to these midterms in 67 days? See, the tech giants think they can get away with this because they're actually getting high on their own excrement. I mean, I'm sorry to give you a kind of disgusting analogy here, but they're literally getting high off of their own feces, folks. They're crapping in their own hands and getting high off the fumes. They really think a blue wave is coming, so they're doubling down on the censorship, and then they think that when the blue wave comes, they'll impeach Trump, and they won't be under threat anymore of looking at antitrust lawsuit violations. But guess what? The blue wave's not coming. Hillary didn't get elected. You're all high off the fumes of your own crap. So double down on the censorship, double down on your belief that there's a blue wave coming, and watch the red wave drown you. That's what's going to happen. And Trump is going to hit you with every antitrust lawsuit in the books if you don't cut this out before the midterms, which you're still going to lose. They don't get it. Folks, they already rigged. They rigged the 2016 presidential elections. Do you understand this? They already censored conservatives on social media. They were already censoring Alex Jones. They just didn't delete him. So even though they already rigged social media, they already rigged the elections in 2016, they still lost. And so now they're doubling down. They're doubling down on the fake news. They're doubling down on the censorship on social media. And it's not going to work. You know what happens when you double zero? You still get zero. Zero. So that's why we have to get out and be informed and vote in the midterms in 67 days to make sure the Democrats don't take back the House. It doesn't look like they have very good odds to take back the Senate, but they do believe they can take back the House. I don't think so, but if they do, they will try to remove Trump and they'll try to do everything they can to try to end America as we know it. But I don't see that coming. In fact, I see the opposite coming. And I think that once November comes and they lose in the midterms, it's game on. Trump is already slow. Trump is kind of sitting there in the ring, just kind of unwrapping his hands, taking the gloves off like, you sure you want to keep censoring, huh? Yeah, I saw you were censoring, Mike Pence there. I saw you, were censoring Will Johnson. Saw you guys totally removed Alex Jones. So Trump's just taking the gloves off, removing his tape, saying, oh yeah, noticed you guys were censoring me on Twitter. Oh yeah, noticed you guys were, throttling back my live views on YouTube and Facebook. You guys sure you want to keep doing that, huh? Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Boy, I think you guys are guilty of some campaign finance. You guys want to keep doing that? And they're just watching Trump remove the gloves. And they think it's some sort of joke. Or they're going to have him removed. And so he's removing the gloves. And he's taking his time. And the midterms are coming up. And then everything comes down to the midterms. And then that becomes the flashpoint. And everything that follows is a result of what you see here. So that's what's all going on. And in the meantime, Roger Stone coming up in the next segment, he says he expects to be charged with the crime next in this Mueller campaign. Of course, that comes from NBC News. That could be total fake news. They could be taking Roger out of context. Or just making that up. But it is linked on Drudge, and we're going to be hearing from Roger Stone in the next segment. But just look at how ridiculous they are. Yeah. Oh, by the way, that same NBC News that printed that story that we'll see if it's fake news or not when Roger Stone joins me in the next segment, they're leading the front of Drudge right now because it's now come out that NBC News censored the Me Too movement. That's right. Ronan Farrow, who was really the journalist that kind of broke all of this open, they censored Ronan Farrow's Me Too reports. Of course, wasn't it NBC News that had Matt the Rat Lauer? That was NBC News, right? I can't remember if it's NBC or CBS. They're like one and the same. But the point is, NBC threatened Ronan Farrow if he kept reporting on Harvey Weinstein. Why is Harvey Weinstein protected? All of the disgusting treatment towards women that Harvey Weinstein has engaged in, but NBC and the globalists and the deep state are rushing to his defense. Why is that? Oh, why is that? Because he's friends with the Clintons. Because he's a Democrat donor to the tunes of millions of dollars over time. That's why they're protecting Harvey Weinstein. Don't you get it? You're allowed to rape women, assault women, abuse women, take advantage of women, insult women. You can do anything you want as long as you're a good liberal. You can do anything you want under the sun as long as at the end of the day you hate America and you're a good liberal. You can get away with anything.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Yes. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hogg, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And if you were in Evansville, Indiana last night, the home of the Aces, you heard thunder. Tens of thousands of people filling arenas, chanting USA, lock her up, and other such patriotic hymns as President Trump begins his campaign tour to help save America during the midterm elections and then again in the 2020 presidential election. Now, Roger Stone, my co-host on The War Room, from 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays at InfoWarsShow.com, joins me next. And it's the same story, but they refresh it to try to continue the narrative that Roger Stone is doomed or guilty, even though he is guilty of no such violations that they're trying to attach to him. So the NBC News story that's linked on Drudge says, Trump pal Stone says he expects Mueller to charge him with a crime. But I want Roger to clarify this and to explain exactly where his head's at
and the fake news that's out there about him. So, Roger, thanks for joining us.
I'm great to be here, Owen. You know, there's nothing new in this story. There's nothing that I haven't said right here at InfoWars, literally 4 months. When 12 of my current or former associates have been dragged in front of FBI interrogation, when at least four and perhaps more of my my associates have testified for the grand jury, it's not unreasonable to expect that Mueller is up to something. But to be categorically clear, he has no evidence of Russian collusion. He has no evidence of collaboration of any kind with WikiLeaks. I never received allegedly hacked emails and passed them on to Donald Trump. That's a MSNBC Ari Melber fairy tale. No evidence that I knew about the acquisition or publication of John Podesta's emails in advance. That's a falsehood as well. But we know, as Alan Dershowitz has said, the average American inadvertently commits four felonies a day, and that a runaway federal prosecutor with unfettered power and literally no oversight and no rules can literally indict a ham sandwich. So when I go out and I prepare based on their terrorizing my many friends and associates, by the way, asking virtually every one of them about Alex Jones and InfoWars, what am I supposed to expect? I can tell you right now what my crime is. Oh, and I figured it out. I'm guilty of supporting Donald Trump for president, of defeating Hillary Clinton. Those are my only crimes. And I've had no choice but to prepare. I've already spent over $500,000 on legal fees beating back these harassment lawsuits by the DNC and Obama-directed left-wing front group. They seek to destroy me financially. They want to ruin me so I can't fight back. That's why I had to set up a legal defense fund at stonedefensefund.com. They'd like to make it hard for me to raise money, but I continue to soldier onward.
Well, and, you know, as you said, Robert Mueller has no oversight. I mean, he's totally out of control. He's a rogue prosecutor. He's above the government, operating above everything right now. And just to clarify, you know, people understand, all of Donald Trump's past associates who also happen to be, well, not all, but many of Trump's past associates, many of which have to be, happen to be Roger Stone associates too, are all being looked at. They're all being investigated. They're looking at their emails. They're trying to bring them in. So, you know, one can only reason to believe that Roger Stone is next up. But interestingly enough, and I don't know how much you want to put into this, Roger, but Rudy Giuliani is putting together a counter report to question Robert Mueller's legitimacy. I don't know if you trust Rudy Giuliani in this matter or not, or if you think this is the right thing to start doing. But to me, if there's going to be no oversight on Mueller, well, maybe we should just launch an investigation on Mueller then. I mean, maybe that's the answer.
Look, I'm a big supporter of Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani is a wartime conciliary. He is head and shoulders above the attorneys who represented the president previously, who were lulled into a false sense of security when Robert Mueller assured them if they just turned over everything voluntarily, this matter would be resolved last year. Obviously, Mueller lied. Now, the time for reports is past. It's a time for action. In all honesty, Mueller has every intention of subpoenaing the president if he needs to try to trap him in some kind of obstruction of justice or perjury or some other process crime. The courts have held that Mueller's appointment is constitutional because he has the oversight of two officials, one elected and one appointed by an elected official. Those would be Donald Trump and Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The problem with that is, Owen, both Trump and Rosenstein are at a minimum witnesses, or more specifically, deeply involved in the facts regarding the very matter that Mueller is investigating, including the Comey firing, where Rosenstein wrote the underlying memo telling Trump how and why Comey should be fired, and freaked out when that memo became public and his deep state buddy found out that Rosenstein was a weasel who was double dealing him. And then, of course, it was Rosenstein who signed the extension of the phony FISA warrants that were both illegal and unconstitutional. And the president is clearly a target. So somebody who is a target and somebody who should be a target, but a minimum are witnesses, cannot have oversight in the case at hand. Therefore, Mueller's investigation is hopelessly compromised. Don't issue reports, Rudy. Don't study. Fire. Fire Mueller. Fire Rosenstein. Fire Jeff Sessions. That would be a pleasure. And clean house at your Justice Department. This is a speeding bullet heading directly for the president's head. Stop talking about, I might get involved, I should get involved. Get involved today. That would be my advice. Now, some would say, well, that advice is self-serving. But, Owen, it's the Trump presidency that is at stake. And now that we know that Bruce Orr, the Justice Department official under Obama, was briefing Andrew Weissman, the hitman, the pit bull for Robert Mueller, the conflict of interest is abundantly clear. Mr. Mueller and Mr. Weissman, it's time to go.
Well, if you look at the, let's say, evolution of this Mueller probe, I think its original intentions, which were to destroy Donald Trump in the public eye, in the media, acting like this Mueller probe is legit, maybe even using the Mueller probe to remove Trump or some of his officials, or but again, to me, the whole thing was to just have this aura over Trump in the media and with the Mueller probe that he's bad, he's guilty of whatever. To me, that was the original intent. But now, Roger, I think it's evolved into new levels because of all their involvement with the illegal spying. You know, it's one thing for these government officials to get away with all the illegal activity they did during the Obama years. I think that they felt comfortable in all of their illegality. But now that Trump is president and he's called it out and now they've all been exposed, I think the Mueller probe has reached new levels. Now they're trying to protect their own hide, perhaps from major jail time here, because of all the crimes they committed under the Obama administration that he either ordered them to commit or turn the other head at. So to me, the Mueller probe has gone from a offensive to get Donald Trump to now a defensive, oh boy, I hope Donald Trump doesn't get us.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think it becomes abundantly clear that the whole Russian collusion investigation is meant to divert us from the extraordinary crimes in violation of the Constitution, the spying and manipulation of the election process by the Obama FBI and the Obama Justice Department, and the deep crimes of Mr. Mueller himself, 911, BCCI, the Anthrax scandal, and so on. The list goes on and on. So you're absolutely right. These people realize that if they don't put Donald Trump in jail, that they themselves are going to end up in jail. And that's the real issue.
And I think that right now we're looking at a situation and Trump feels like, I mean, folks, if the average American that's got their head in Kim Kardashian's boobs and Tom Brady's butt, if the average American knew what was going on in this country, they really would panic. I mean, that, I think that there's a level of this where Trump just doesn't want to send the average American into a panic because they're so ignorant.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go.
The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Roger Stone. If you're following the news, you know that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has me in his crosshairs. At least 8 of my current or former associates have been interrogated by the FBI. At least 4 of them have been dragged before the grand jury. But Mr. Mueller has no evidence of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any advanced knowledge of the acquisition and release of John Podesta's emails. Instead, he seeks to silence me and to turn me against the president, as he did Michael Cohen. I have no intention of flipping on Donald Trump, but I face financial ruin and bankruptcy for my family in this epic fight. Please, I'm willing to fight, but I need to know that you have my back. Go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I need your help.
That's Roger Stone, my co-host on The War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central weekdays at InfoWars.com/show. We are here filling in for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show. And, of course, you've got Roger Stone right now under the microscope with this Mueller investigation because of his great crime of supporting Donald Trump and being a patriot and loving America. That is Roger Stone's biggest crime, is being a good American patriot. But while there's one form of trash that looks like Robert Mueller, there's another form of trash that takes the shape of a quote-unquote journalist that works for the Wall Street Journal named Shelby Holliday. This is not one of Roger Stone's favorite journalists. She also goes on TV and spouts her fake news. Roger, would you like to address the latest garbage coming out of Shelby Holliday?
Yeah, I'm afraid I have to. You know, Owen, I've been in American politics for 40 years. I've worked for four American presidents. I've had dealings with literally hundreds of mainstream media reporters. There are many that I have real respect for. There are many who I believe are just honest men and women trying to do their job, trying to get the facts straight and report them. And then there's Shelby Holliday, the single most odious, duplicitous, dishonest, and self-absorbed reporter in the mainstream media. Now, Shelby Holliday reached out to a veteran reporter for the National Enquirer, claiming that I was the source of the National Enquirer's story regarding Ben Carson and some medical malpractice issues, or Ted Cruz and his string of girlfriends, when in fact I was the source of neither one of those stories. But when Shelby Holliday was told by this veteran reporter that she didn't want to talk and she hung up, Holliday called her back. And then when she hung up again, she called her back again. But when they finally spoke, Shelby Holliday spoke over the reporter when she attempted to deny what Shelby Holliday had already decided were the facts. This woman is a blight upon the earth. She's a piece of human garbage. But above all, she is not in any way a journalist or a reporter. She's up there with Brian Stelter, one of your real favorites, Owen. She's in that league when it comes to lies and disinformation. There she is, folks, Shelby Holliday. The epitome of fake news.
Brian Stelter
doesn't appreciate that, Roger. But I've got a little Shelby Holliday article right here from the Wall Street Journal. You know what we do to fake news, Roger? What do we do to fake news? We rip it.
Yes, indeed. This one's for you, Shelby. Fake news, not a journalist. Climb back in your hole. Stop harassing reporters who are far better journalists than you are. We're here at the Alex Jones Show, and we're laying it out. Next Monday on The War Room, Owen and I are going to expose the five worst journalists in the mainstream media. That's right. And it's a heavy competition to pick the five worst. I think we've already identified two. One would be Shelby Holliday. The other one would be Brian Stelter. But who will vie for those highly coveted other three positions as the worst mainstream media journalists in America? Tune into the War Room on Monday at 5 o'clock Eastern to find out who wins these coveted awards.
Wow. I'm just racking my brain right now, Roger. That's going to be a tough one. And again, just to clarify, actually this Monday is Labor Day. So it'll be Tuesday. Tune in Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. I misspoke.
All good. Yeah. All good. Roger doesn't take holidays. So he doesn't think about holidays. He's always working, but man, I mean, fakest people in news, Shelby Holliday. You know, Roger, and I'll just say this. I mean, I know that I can be really aggressive and loud and you could even say maybe I have an ego or all this stuff. But you know, the one thing that I try not to be that people like Shelby Holliday and a lot of these other journalists are is an arrogant snob. You know, I never want to come off as an arrogant snob. And if I ever do, I hope that someone would tell me. But to me, when I see Shelby Holliday on TV, it's just an arrogant snob. I know. Oh, I'm the only one that knows. Nobody else knows anything except me. That's what I get from people like Shelby Holliday. And it's just like, no, bitch.
I want to remind you of this. When I was accused of dining with Julian Assange, which I had said in an email to Sam Nunberg, the psychopath who worked for Donald Trump, to get him to stop calling me. And then I produced the airline tickets, the hotel receipt, the restaurant receipts that showed that I was in Los Angeles on the days that Shelby Holliday said I was dining with Assange. Holliday actually said on MSNBC, well, maybe his dinner with Assange was over Skype. Really? You're a journalist? Climb back in your hole, Shelby. You are a disgrace to the profession of journalism. That idea is so laughably ridiculous that you only embarrass yourself.
Boy, when you're in the same classification of fake news with a Brian Stelter and a Don Lemon, which is where Shelby Holliday lands herself now, that's a tough hole to climb out of. All right, Roger, I've got another subject I want to discuss with you before you depart with us here, and that is the John McCain saga. Now, I'm not asking you to get into your opinions on McCain or anything, you know, let the dead rest. But I will ask you this, because I'm a little confused by this. I have never seen ever anyone's death covered like John McCain's. He has been, his services have extended for 72, he's got 72 hours worth of services. He's flying around on like Air Force One jets. He's got like 10 different ceremonies. They're all publicly on television. It's all McCain's the hero, everything about McCain. What? I'm sorry, have you ever seen a national coverage of a dead senator like this? I mean, I remember Reagan dying. I remember there's been other people that died. There wasn't 5 days worth of TV events. There wasn't 10 different ceremonies and everything celebrating their life and times. How is it John McCain gets this great coverage? 8 years ago, he was the enemy of the liberal media. And now all of a sudden they love him. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this, Roger?
Yeah, you know what? Even Ronald Reagan, who was probably the greatest president of my lifetime, his funeral and death did not merit this kind of fawning coverage.
It got 24 hours. Reagan's death got 24 hours and the ceremonies, and they moved on.
Yeah, so this is easy to explain. McCain is a man who moved from the right to the left, and therefore they hated him when he was a conservative. But now that he's a liberal and undermining Donald Trump, they have to deify him. Look, my opinion of John McCain is well known. The fact that he partied with the Russian oligarch Deripaska and a group of young Russian prostitutes for his 70th anniversary on Deripaska's yacht, despite the fact that, as John Solomon has reported at The Hill, the FBI warned McCain that Deripaska was an agent for Putin, but he met with him anyway. But now is not the time. I'm not going to step into this breach because our critics want to accuse us of speaking ill of the dead. So I wish him Godspeed. May he rest in peace. The day to dissect his transgressions in politics and in government is on another day. But I think most Americans see through this fawning coverage in which people who hated John McCain's guts when he was in public office step forward and talk about what a great man he was.
Well, and again, you know, I won't go into our opinions on John McCain. We'll let your comments, lie there and we'll move on. But I'll just say this. I can't, the coverage that McCain's death is getting is unprecedented to anything I've ever seen. He was even bigger than Michael Jackson's death, which was a huge TV event. And it's like, since when is John McCain some media darling? He used to be one of the most hated men in media. And it's just incredible to me that this is going on. And you know, it's also, it's like when he was in charge of that committee for releasing the prisoner of war records from Vietnam. You know what he did? He didn't release them. He snuffed them. He threw them in the trash because he didn't want people to know about his own history. But you know what? I digress. John McCain, may he rest. Final words from Roger Stone. 30 seconds. Take us to break, Roger.
This is really simple, folks. We are fighting a war against censorship like you've never seen, and we need your support at the Infowars.com store right now. We're not blowing smoke. We're not crying wolf. This is an effort to strangle our First Amendment rights. The single best way you can fight back is by going to the Infowars.com store and picking up one of our terrific nutraceuticals or products today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfowarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily.
That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, anybody who knows me knows that I monitor and follow news like a fiend. Maybe I am a news fiend. And so I'm just a little perturbed, honestly. I'm just a little perturbed as to why John McCain's death has been the main story on television news now for 4 days. So the day he died, it was the biggest story. And then the day after he died, it was about how he was dividing America from the grave, insulting Trump from the grave. And then the 2 days after that, it's been all John McCain ceremonies and funerals. He's flying around on big Boeing jumbo jets, having his casket moved. He gets to have an American flag over his casket, even though he's responsible for thousands of Americans dying. I mean, it's all just absurd to me. You know what? I don't even know if I can do this, guys. I was going to come on here and do a troll, basically like praising John McCain for all his war crimes. But it's really just so sick. I really can't even joke about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, let me joke about how John McCain, you know, the story goes he did his wet start on the USS Forrester. I think he damaged like seven of the jet aircraft that was on the deck. He may have even killed or wounded many of his fellow military men. I mean, it's really just sick. And they say, oh, well, don't you know he was a prisoner of war? Well, now, wait a second. Don't you know that it was John McCain who censored and deleted and trashed when the Vietnamese were going to send over the prisoner of war records so that the other American soldiers' families that had prisoners of war over in Vietnam could find out the truth about what happened to their family members? What happened to them, what their fate was, if they died, if they were tortured, everything. You know who stopped the families from getting those reports? John McCain. Do you know why? Because John McCain's time as a prisoner of war is not what you think it is. See, so I can't even do it. I can't even do the troll, guys. I'm sorry. I can't even do it. Besides, I would just need a bullet point list. I can't just read these stories here, but Here's what I'll say. I think that America, seeing John McCain as a turncoat against Trump, the leader of the Democrat Party with an R behind his name, really woke people up to who John McCain was. A fraud. Then, after that level of illusion was removed, people started to peel through the layers and they find out, wait a second, this John McCain, who we're claiming was a war hero, maybe not so much, actually was very, very dangerous when he was a pilot flying jets, responsible for multiple crashes, many deaths of his comrades. Then you find out when he was a prisoner of war, he received special treatment. In fact, you can even go listen to his audio. The Vietnamese recorded John McCain on tape when he was a prisoner of war, praising the Vietnamese, thanking them, telling you how great they were. Do you know what the other prisoners of war? Do you know what happened to them? No, he shouldn't be in heaven. You guys should have flames behind him.
Let's get a flaming graphic behind McCain. Do you know when John McCain, the Vietnamese said, John, tell the American people how great we are. He did it. He said, the Vietnamese are great people. They're treating me great. You can read. It's even recorded. The transcripts are out. The audio's out. Do you know what happened to the other prisoners of war that they did that to? They spit in their face. They said, I'm not going to tell you you're great. America is great. I'm loyal to America. They died. McCain said, screw America. I love Vietnam. He lived. He got special treatment. And then he erased the records of the prisoners of war so that you wouldn't know the truth about him. But guess what, John? We do know the truth about you. Your own audio that you taped praising the Vietnamese leaked. And then you erased the records. So no, the people are sick of John McCain's funeral. It's not a 3-day funeral. End it already.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight. Stage is set, now pay the price. It's an ego boost, don't think twice.
Please, John McCain, I'm so sorry. You are an American hero. You're not guilty of any war crimes. No Americans died during your service time. No, John McCain is the hero. We should do a whole month dedicated to John McCain. I don't want the John McCain funeral ceremonies to ever stop. In fact, you know what? Let's make John McCain the president from the grave. That's it. Let's impeach Trump, and John McCain should be the president. Yes, let's make John McCain, please. Please, John McCain, save us from Trump. Please, John McCain. Please, we need more war crimes. We need more Americans dead. We need more pilots wet starting their jets and causing fires on naval ships. Please, John McCain, forgive me. Forgive me, John McCain. Don't spite me from the grave. You're a war hero. I want a whole month of funeral ceremonies for John McCain. I want Trump out. I want McCain in. He should have beat Obama. Oh.
I can't believe I would ever insult that man. Wow. I'm a bad guy. I would dare tell you the truth about John McCain. What a jerk I am to tell you the truth about John McCain. He's a hero. Don't you know all the men that died because of John McCain? He's a hero. You know what? I don't have the news on in front of me. Is John McCain's service still on the news, guys? Are they still celebrating the life and times of John McCain for the 72nd hour straight? Yes! Oh, another day where John McCain gets to rest with an American flag over his coffin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I would ever insult John McCain. I should have never insulted him. His service record is immaculate. John McCain never crash-landed any jets. John McCain never burned any jets on a naval craft. No! John John McCain didn't erase the records of the prisoners of war at Vietnam so you couldn't see how he was treated and he was a total traitor. John McCain didn't stab America in the back by lying about President Trump. No. John McCain's a hero. It's the third straight day of John McCain's ceremonies on TV. Let's do it for another month. Let's dedicate the entire month of September to John McCain. Oh, there's the wonderful moment when John McCain wet started his jet and blew up the USS Forrestal. Great work, John. Yeah, look at that beautiful footage. There's John McCain firebombing a USS carrier ship. He didn't do that to the Vietnamese. You know what happened when he flew over the Vietnamese? He crashed. He couldn't even do anything. And then, oh my gosh, my arm, my leg, because you crashed your jet. So there it is. There's John McCain blowing up the USS Forrestal. Americans died. He is a hero. Let's get the ceremonies going. Come on, show me Fox News, baby. Show me Fox News. We love John McCain. Yes. I need more John McCain ceremonies. They've only been on TV for 3 straight days. What a joke. But you know what? In all seriousness, guys, I think that this TV coverage of John McCain and the forced praise of John McCain and the forcing of John McCain going down in history as an American hero and a patriot, I think that's actually going to turn America off. I think the third straight day of the McCain funeral ceremonies is going to make Americans say, okay, you know what? F this guy. Still haunting this country from the grave. Can't he just go away? Unbelievable. All right. Let's refresh, guys. Let's take it down. I think I've said my piece. I can't take anymore. Another McCain funeral today. Oh, you know who McCain was really close with, who said just the nicest things about McCain on television in the last 2 days? David Petraeus. Oh, is that Chucky Schumer? Chucky. You know what? We have to say it. I'm not mad at these people for going through the ceremonies and doing the whole fake thing for John McCain. I get it. But you know what? This is why InfoWars exists, folks, because we have to tell you the unpleasant truths. We have to take you into the discomfort zones. So we'll report it. I'll report the truth about McCain unabashedly, and I won't regret it because no one else will. John McCain did not deserve these ceremonies by my measurement. In fact, I'll even go to the full extreme. I don't believe John McCain deserved to have the American flag on his coffin. Yeah. No, it's fine. I'll be the one to say it. It's all right. It's okay. We'll be the ones to say it. No one else will say it. I get it. Let the dead rest. Well, what about all the dead people because of McCain? What about McCain meeting with ISIS in Syria? You know what? I almost want to believe the Q theory that John McCain received the death penalty for treason. If you believe the Q conspiracy theories, that's what Q says. I almost want to believe that because it probably is what should have happened. See, I shouldn't even, it's just, why are they forcing McCain down our throat as this hero? They hated McCain when he ran against, this is what I'm saying. Do you not remember when McCain ran against Obama? If McCain was such a hero, if McCain was this media darling, if McCain was this American legend, this patriot legend, how come he couldn't beat Obama? How come the media attacked him for 8 straight years? How come he didn't invite McCain to his funeral? How come he didn't invite Trump to his funeral? Why is he such a scumbag? Why did he erase the records of the prisoner of wars in Vietnam? Why is he wet starting his jet on the USS Forrestal? Because he's daddy's boy?
All right, you know what? I'm going to try to drop it. Let's just drop McCain. Because I'm just going to keep getting angry. Because you know what? I don't like being lied to. I don't like putting things down in history that aren't true. And I am living right now
And they're trying to tell us John McCain is an American hero. No, he's not. Okay? And I'm sorry that no one else is going to say that to you. They're all going to play the McCain ceremonies for 3 frickin' days and act like he's some sort of American hero when that son of a bitch stabbed this country in the back from the very grave. No, you know what? No, I get it now. I get it now. I get it. Obama funds the Iranian government that hates America and says that we should all die. He's a hero. Hillary Clinton sells us out to the Chinese, helps start ISIS. She's a hero. John McCain goes to Syria, meets with the Syrian rebels, makes sure they're getting the arms, makes sure that they can fight the Syrian government and remove Assad from power. Yeah, he's a hero. No, I get it now. I get it. I get it. To be a hero in America, you have to hate America. If you want to be a hero in America, you have to betray the country. You have to support radical Islam. You have to hate the president. That's what it takes to be a hero in America now. And as long as you do that, we're going to have an entire week of ceremonies after you die, and we're going to cement you in history as an American hero when you were a total traitor. There you go. There it is. John McCain meeting with ISIS in Syria, folks. In Syria. And you know what? I have no fear and I have no shame in coming out here and bashing John McCain. And I don't care. I'm not going to be a coward because all the other media wants to tell you this about John McCain and then say, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, how dare he say that about John McCain? No, you know what? How dare John McCain meet with ISIS? How dare John McCain bury the prisoner of war records to protect his own hide? Not how dare me for being honest.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's good news and there's bad news. And you're well aware of it all. The bad news is that right now, the tech giants in Silicon Valley are doing everything they can to try to censor the truth. And, you know, we keep saying censor free speech, and that's kind of a buzzword, free speech, you know, First Amendment. But I think we need to change our messaging because it doesn't really hit home enough. And I think it's kind of become a numbing effect. Oh, censor free speech, First Amendment, First Amendment. It doesn't really have the power that it used to have, where I think if we change our messaging and we say the tech giants in Silicon Valley are trying to censor the truth, because that's ultimately what's going on. They are making it impossible for you to red pill people on the internet. They don't want people being red pilled on the internet because look what happens. Changes the world. That's what happened in the last 4 years on the internet. Red pills galore, and it changed the course of human history. So now they have to put in a internet beta blocker to make sure no red pills are able to make it out on the internet. Of course, Alex Jones, the ultimate red pill depository, banned. And so that's where we're at. But the good news is that we have InfoWarsStore.com, and we have an audience that supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's good news for us, and that's good news for the truth, and that's good news for free speech. And the good news for you is that the products at InfoWarsStore.com are the real deal. And I've got a lot of the products just laid out for me right here on the desk. This is probably maybe 15% of our supplements that I have here before me, maybe less than that. So this is just a brief introduction of the supplements that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, very popular. This is a supplement craze, bone broth, that is really hitting the physical fitness industry right now. And because of that, you've got a lot of new bone broth supplements being offered out there, but I'm telling you from my own shopping experience, A, with the regular price of the bone broth, the Ultimate Bone Broth of InfoWarsStore.com, the regular price at $39.95 is already the best price out there that you're going to find for a bone broth formula that is so powerful. But we didn't stop there. We cut it in half. This is absurd. So now it's $19.95 for the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. That's 50% off, limited time offer. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, any bone broth formula that you think can compete with this as far as the ingredients are concerned is going to cost you $50 minimum. $50 minimum for a bone broth formula that you could maybe compare this to ingredient-wise. It's $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can get two of the Ultimate Bone Broth, get two of them at InfoWarsStore.com, or get 155 of them. The point is, you're not going to find a better deal.
And that's the case with most of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we make it all possible. And I just have to say, as somebody who works here at InfoWars, I can't thank not just the audience for supporting us so much, but Alex Jones for having the foresight to understand that eventually this censorship was going to come. He had to go independent to fund himself, and that's what he did. And that's why we created InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out all the great supplements, and see for yourself why they get 5-star reviews. See why Ultimate Bone Broth gets 5-star reviews. See why The Bodies gets 5-star reviews. See why people say that Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is a life-changing supplement. Check it out for yourself. Bodies, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it makes everything we do here possible. And it makes it possible for us to beat the censorship, which I want to get to now. And guys, we need to clip this out and put it up separately. Let's quickly roll to clip 19, folks. A friend of mine, Sarah Eaglesfield, has just discovered a new censorship technique that they're using on Twitter to censor conservatives. Now, she did this to show it to me, but then she did it to other conservatives on Twitter to show how it's affecting everyone. Let's roll clip 19.
Hi, it's Sarah Eaglesfield here. We came across a number of high-profile users today who have been affected by the Twitter algorithm that is, I believe it's throttling accounts. I believe it is limiting the visibility of their tweets. But let me show you. So three listed here, Count Dankula, Real Candace O, and Kyle Kashuf. Let me go to moments and then go to an untitled moment. Search for tweets by account. Now, if I search for a normal person, we're doing what we did yesterday. Any letter, David Knight, he might be banned. Yeah, no, he's fine. So David Knight is fine. Real Candace Owens, the tweets aren't loading right now. Try again. Now let's try somebody I'm not following. Bucky Isotope. His tweets are fine. I'm not following Bucky. But if I go to Kyle Kashuf, Parkland survivor Kyle Kashuf. Tweets aren't loading. Right, so let's try David Hogg, shall we? If you're not showing Kyle's, what's happening with David Hogg? His tweets are fine. What about Count Dankula? Let's have a look at Count Dankula. Oh no, tweets aren't loading right now. This is what is worrying me. I need people.
All right, but it doesn't stop there. Let's now roll clip 20, where she tries the same thing on President Trump's Twitter account.
Riddle me this, Twitter. Which high-ranking U.S. politician is being shadow banned? Could it be Donald Trump? No, Donald Trump's fine. Could it be Mike Pence? No, Mike Pence is fine. Could it be POTUS? POTUS is limited. Could it be POTUS44? POTUS44 is fine. What about VP? VP is limited.
So there you go. Another example. People showing you in real time the censorship on Twitter. And there have been multiple different ways people have proved this, folks. And President Trump is aware of it now. And they keep doing it. President Trump has said, you're flirting with antitrust violations. You're doing illegal activity. And I did this yesterday on my YouTube channel where I created the InfoWars Army Twitter account. And they pull up, hey, here's accounts you should follow. All liberal accounts. Beto O'Rourke shows up. No Ted Cruz. No conservative accounts. Folks, they are trying to meddle in elections. You want to talk about election meddling? You want to talk about trying to rig elections? It's the Democrats. It's the tech left. It's Silicon Valley. Wake up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Will Johnson is kind of the undercover agent out on the West Coast. Very powerful indeed. Unite America First is where you can find a lot of his content. But as we're talking about the censorship on social media coming out of the last segment, Will Johnson has recently been What, were you banned, Will, or were you just put in timeout on Facebook? We'll get into why in a second, but what is your current status? I believe it's on Facebook where they're censoring you now.
Yes, I've been banned for 30 days because I said black people are not monkeys.
So it's bad if you say monkey, even though you're not talking about black people. But then if you say black people are not monkeys, that's even worse and you get banned.
Exactly. And I was just making a point that the gentleman in Florida making a statement about monkeying around, the same statement Obama said, the same statement Chuck Schumer said, the same statement Dianne Feinstein said, but because he said it, he's a Republican, it's racist.
And then you have...
Doesn't make any sense.
Seriously, though. Let's try to get to the bottom of this. This is totally mentally deranged people, right? I mean, there's no logic here. I mean, they can't actually believe this stuff. When Don Lemon goes on the Lemonhead 10-watt light bulb news on CNN and he says, look at the dog whistling that they're doing to the racist when he says monkey. Angela Rye says, this is no longer dog whistling. This is a foghorn. So they're obviously getting their talking points from the Democrat Party. But do they actually, do you think they actually believe this, Will? Do you think they really believe that Ron DeSantis said the phrase monkeying around? Do they really believe he said that to signal to white people that, hey, this is a racist anti-black candidate? Do you think they really believe that?
No, they don't believe that. They're just using this as a tactic to attack him, to attack any Republicans, to try to demonize them as racist white people running in the White House, or trying to run for position in any political position across the nation. You know, I saw that as part of his interview when he was on there with Don Lemon and even on with Shepard Smith, where they were talking about was just a piece out of the Donald Trump racist playbook. I mean, seriously, they are trying to, they pick anything and everything to try to demonize someone. And when they sent me the thing in Facebook banning me, they just said, you've been banned for this video. And they said, if you do anything like this again, we're going to permanently ban you. So my question is what is that? What statement caused me to get banned? Because I said black people are not monkeys, or because I was talking about evolution where they say man came from monkeys? Which one is it?
Or is it the AI algorithm that now if you just say monkey, they ban you? So you can't even say monkey anymore, or they're going to say, oh, racist, ban him.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It probably is. But here is, you know, they always say that black people can't be racist. So I said, okay, so can I call somebody a monkey? Monkey?
Hey, so did you just call me a monkey?
You get the monkey pass. Me as a black male.
No, wait.
Hold on. No. Me as a black male, I'm giving you the monkey pass.
I can say, can I act like a monkey too? Can I go, ooh, 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 ah.
Exactly.
No, shut down InfoWars. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
They tell us we evolved from monkeys, right? They try to tell us we evolved from monkeys, just totally ludicrous. Right. But then they say, if you say you're a monkey, you have to get banned and you're a racist.
Exactly. So you know what? I'm pretty sure the next thing that's going to happen at these schools, they're going to remove the monkey bars. Oh my God.
No. Will, they already, look this up. They already, there was a famous park. I think it was called Gorilla Park. Crew, look this up. There was a famous park and there was a caged gorilla. It'd been at this park for decades. It was like the landmark of the park. The kids would climb on the cage and there was a caged gorilla. They removed the gorilla from the park because they said it was racist. Because the gorilla was black. Well, I'm sorry. Black gorillas have black hair. What does this have to do with race?
Exactly. Why is it that it's always the Democrats that's calling black people monkeys? You don't ever hear that from Republicans. It's always the Democrats associating black people with monkeys. They do it day in and day out, year after year. And here it is. Someone said monkeying around. The same thing Obama said. Now all of a sudden, you're racist because you said the word monkey. Yeah, I did see that. But you know, I'm talking about the monkey bars that kids will swing from at the park.
Yeah, no, that's right. Or maybe we need to change the name of the monkey bars. What should we change it to? The swing bars?
Swing bars.
That's it.
Yeah. The monkey bars are now racist, so that we have to rename them to swing bars. I think that's the answer. But you know what? I'm glad that you brought up the Shep Smith interview, because I don't know if you were monitoring this as closely as me, but you can really, here's what you can find out. You can find out really easily when you monitor news when people are getting talking points directly from someone else, directly from above, directly from the Democrat Party. Shep Smith, Don Lemon, Angela Rye, those are just the three that I heard. I'm sure that there were probably many others that did it. They all said the exact same thing. This is no longer a dog whistle. This is now a foghorn. 110% clearly an order from above. This is the rhetoric you're going to use. And when Shep Smith had the candidate going up against DeSantis on, if you watch the interview, he's trying to bait him into saying DeSantis is a racist. And the guy opposing DeSantis won't say it. So then Shep Smith just says, no, come on, just say he's a racist. Just say it. Because that's all they wanted. They just wanted that clip of saying DeSantis is a racist. This was propaganda. They don't even try to hide it anymore, Will. They're doing it right in front of our face, and they think that people are so stupid, they won't even see it.
No, you're absolutely right. With this being the midterm election, they're trying to demonize white people and Republicans as much as possible. They are not hiding it, just like you said. And I guarantee they've already banned Alex Jones, InfoWars. They've just banned me for 30 days. They're banning other people across the board until November. And they might do it permanently. And they told me that if I keep talking and keep having free thoughts, that they might just remove me completely from Facebook. And I'm like, why? What exactly did I say that would cause for violence? What exactly did I say that was racist against any group of people? What exactly did I say that was demonizing someone? All I did was talk about the things that they are doing, and all they're doing is trying to race bait over and day in every single day until people believe that the whole racism is coming from the Republican Party, which is not true. It is 100% coming from the Democratic Party, and I'm sick of it. Me as a black male, they've used black people to try to push their crazy agenda onto the rest of us. And then you still have a lot of black people. For the life of me, I don't understand why they keep voting for the Democrats that's doing nothing for them.
Well, it seems to me, Will, though, that the Democrat magic of being racist against black people, but then owning their vote, that, pun not intended, or maybe pun fully intended, the Democrat black magic seems to be wearing out. It doesn't, I mean, all I see now is honestly, most black people now like Trump. I mean, I go out now, I get more hatred of Trump and conservatives from white people than black people. Black people are more awakened to what's going on than white people are, it seems like to me.
You know, I think the white liberals, they still want black people to be on the virtual plantation.
Because that's their token thing. That's their token thing.
Yes, that's exactly it. And they don't want to let go of that. They've been controlling black people, and now they want to put brown people on the same position by destroying them as much as possible. And I'm here to say that a lot of black people are waking up to it. Just what, a week and a half ago, not even that long, it was what, 21% of the approval rating in the black community for the president. Just the other day, it's up to 36% within a week or a week and a half. That's phenomenal. And see, that's only the numbers we know about. That's the people that's actually speaking up for the president.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people don't want to say anything because they're afraid of getting demonized or they're afraid of being attacked. I get so many attacks simply because I support the president and he's a white man. But he's the president of the United States. I voted for him. Most of us voted for him. We should not have to do that. And it's crazy that they're doing that to us. Monkey.
Monkey.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm a monkey.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Can you stop monkeying around, please, Will Johnson? Will Johnson's monkeying around here. He's monkeying around during the break, you know. Don't you know that got you banned from Facebook, Will, monkeying around like that?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what got me. Monkeying around, not paying attention to what I'm supposed to be saying, not paying attention to what I'm being told to do because I'm monkeying around. Mm. You know, a free monkey.
So on a real note though, I want to talk about because what they're trying to do, like you said, before the midterms is they're trying to brand Republicans as racist. That's the whole thing. Brand them as racist. And they think they have black people brainwashed enough to believe it. The exact opposite thing is happening to me. The more they start to cry racism and virtue signal to black people, the more I see black people saying, no thanks, I'm not going to cater to your brainwashing anymore. But I think Candace Owens is a perfect example because think about it like this. I would make the argument that Candace Owens is doing more to
awaken black people than anyone else right now because of how her message is being amplified and she's being featured on every different television station and every news network. Okay, so what is Candace Owens' message? Black people have the right to think for themselves. Black people don't have to vote Democrat. They can make up their own mind. And she just gives you facts. I mean, she really a lot of times doesn't even get too political when she talks about this stuff. She just gives you the facts of these issues. And so who's trying to censor Candace Owens, though? What side of the aisle is trying to censor Candace Owens' message? It's not Republicans. It's the Democrats. It's the left. Why? Because, Will, I theorize that right now in America, honestly, black people right now have probably more power in America than they've ever had before. Now, what am I talking about? A lot of people don't understand this. I'm saying right now, black people in America can change the direction of this country simply by voting. And they're learning this. And the fact that they're now leaning to vote conservative and Republican, the Democrats are totally freaked out because this is true African-American empowerment. This is true black empowerment. And it's the left, it's the Democrats, and it's social media that's blocking you that's trying to stop it. Would you agree with that analysis, Will?
Oh, 100%. They blocked, in the video that I did, I went live last night. The video I did, I talked about the word monkey. And I was specifically to the point that black people are not monkey. And it's the left that's demonizing people like Candace Owens. They're attacking her because for some reason, she's not saying what they want her to say. I'm not saying what they want me to say. Or what they want me to say. I'm not doing it. For some reason, they can't wrap it around their mind. And you know what? You just had a picture up there, a tweet that just came up there. The race traitor, which I've been called, the Uncle Tom, cooning. But I was called one yesterday that was completely new to me, a unicorn. I was called a unicorn because I was told that I'm not real. There's no way that I could be real supporting the president of the United States. A black man, you are out of your place. You're talking out of turn. You're doing something you're not supposed to do because you're black. And he said, you have dreadlocks and you support the president. What is wrong with you? I've had people say that you need to cut off those dreadlocks. You don't deserve them, as if dreadlocks are owned specifically to black people.
Wait a second. If you're not real, who am I talking to right now?
That's a good question. At first, when he said you're a unicorn, at first I was like, okay, unicorn, exactly. What is he talking about? Unicorn. And then it dawned on me, oh, you think I'm not real because I support the president of the United States and I don't believe the lying left liberal media. So that makes me not real.
Isn't that an incredible dynamic to what's going on right now, though, Will? Where, I mean, honestly, these people, they really believe that Trump supporters don't exist. The media has actually tricked these people into believing Trump supporters don't exist and they're not real. So when they finally meet someone and that says, hey, I like Trump, they don't even believe it, especially if it's a black person, because no, that's even more impossible. We've been told Trump's a racist, so there can't be any black people that like Trump. So the brainwashing power is truly on display when you deal with these people and they say, oh my, a black Trump supporter, that can't be, that doesn't exist. And it's like, no, there's honestly probably millions of them.
There's a lot. And the reason why they don't say anything, because they're afraid of their family members attacking them. They're afraid of getting attacked at work. They're afraid of walking down the street being attacked. So what I've done is I've purchased a Make America Great Again hat and I cut the hole out the top of it. So my dreadlocks will flare out on the top of it. So that just really triggers them. Here it is, a black dude with dreadlocks wearing a Make America Great Again hat, and my dreadlocks are coming out. He said, I just don't understand you. He said, right now, my mind just can't wrap around you. One person told me that I'm kryptonite to the Democratic Party because I'm not supposed to be thinking this way. I'm supposed to be in line.
But I want to be clear about one thing, too, because we're having this conversation. The only reason we're even having this conversation, this race-based conversation, is because of the left. Any other conversation we're having right now, we wouldn't break it down on race. We wouldn't even care. We don't even see skin color, honestly, anymore. It's the left
that is driving us into these alleys to talk about identity politics. And we simply go into the alleys to show you how it's actually the left that's engaging in racism. It's the left that obsesses over identity politics. Over outside of that paradigm, nobody's really thinking about it. Nobody's really worried about it. Where they're so crazy, though, just hearing the word monkey freaks them out.
Monkey.
You
know what? You're absolutely right. My whole video was to point that out. It's the left that is trying to use the word monkey to try to demonize the left, and specifically because he's a white male. Anybody white that says monkey, you're automatically racist. When I was growing up as a kid, I remember I used to go over my friend's house, and yes, they were white. I have black and white friends. And when I would go over to their house, they would refer to their kids as monkeys. Hello, monkey. Come on, monkey.
Yes.
And I didn't even think anything of it then because
around.
Stop monkeying around. No one thought it was racist until Trump came into place. Now, everything and anything that they deem racist or sexist is what it is today. These people are insane. You know what? You keep touching on it. They are insane. And it is the left, 100%, that wants to push racial division in the country. And they need it more so than ever because of the midterm election. We've got to vote them out 2018 or we all lose. Monkey.
You know what, Will? All right. So we've got monkey. We've got a whole thing. If saying monkey is racist, then half the Democrat Party is racist. The crew just had a story up where they've got all the white Democrats saying the word monkey. So I guess all the Democrats are racist. But you know what, Will? We've got a minute and a half left here. Let's think about all the things we have to get rid of now because monkey is racist. We can't play on the monkey bars, as you point out. I think we need to ban Donkey Kong. I think Donkey Kong, yes. A video game based off a monkey and an ape, clearly racist, clearly race baiting. Donkey Kong should be illegal.
Yes, you can no longer be curious. Get rid of Curious George.
That's right.
Get rid of Curious George. You can no longer be curious. You can't do it anymore.
No, I agree. No more Curious George. What else out there? Are there any other monkeys?
No more stuffed monkeys at the store. You can't go to Wally World or wherever it is you go and shop. Get rid of all the monkeys. If there's monkeys at the zoo, you got to get rid of the monkeys because it's not monkeys that's in the cages. It's black people in the cages at the zoo. So next you're going to see liberals and everyone storming these zoos. Free the monkeys. I mean, free the black people. Free the black people.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. Hold on, Will. The crew just found this story. Is that Bradley University? What's BU, guys?
Wow.
Boston University?
You know what,
look at this headline, Will. Whoa. We were joking. This is a headline. Is this Boston, guys? We're just trying to figure out where this is from. It's BU. I'm not sure. We'll find it out. But here's the headline. A good little monkey, Curious George's undercurrent of white dominance in the series continued pop. What does that even mean? Oh my gosh. White people are buying and reading Curious George. We have to panic.
And I was just making it up. So you can't be curious. See, you cannot do it. Yeah, there it is.
There's the first monkey in space. Oh, you can't say that.
The first monkey in space. You got to discredit the monkey now. You have to discredit all monkeys. So does that mean that was the first black man in space?
Oh.
According to the left?
Oh, they've gone completely mad. It's
absolutely.
Will Johnson. Will Johnson, Unite America First. Check out his videos. He files great reports. Thanks for joining us today, Will. We go to break with Monkey Wrench. Ban me. The Foo Fighters wrote Monkey Wrench. Ban the Foo Fighters. Ban Monkey Wrench. It's a racist song.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We have one more gift.
It's not for granted, but it's, it's another gift.
We're playing a viral video right now of a young girl getting adopted.
Careful, open it up. Here we go. I want you to read it.
I'm going to be adopted?
And she finds out she's getting adopted, and she breaks down into tears. And the whole room breaks down into tears. Now, I was watching that video last night and cried myself watching it. And it reminded me, and I wish I was better at this, but because of the nature of what I do here, I tend to forget how important love is.
Okay.
And it's, you know, the hippy-dippy, oh, love and love. But that's the power of love right there. And there's a young girl getting adopted who now has the insurance of love in her life every day. And you see the power of love when she breaks down into tears knowing she is loved, she is cared about. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, it is a feel-good story, but I'm actually going to relate this to a real-life situation. Now, this story comes from BBC. My robot makes me feel like I haven't been forgotten. So basically the story is this girl is lonely and isolated and I guess doesn't have friends or whatever. And she had a situation medically. And if it wasn't for the robot, she would have been depressed and lonely. So basically the robot's her best friend and saved her from depression. Okay, is that a good source tool for a robot? Is it not? I don't know. What is there a larger issue here? Well, maybe. Netflix is coming out with a brand new film that's basically this story in real life. It's a cartoon, but the story is a girl and a robot. A girl's best friend is the robot and takes on the world together with the robot. Now, you might think I'm taking things to the extreme here. Oh, and it's just a cartoon. Quit thinking too deeply about it. Well, maybe that's the case, but now hold on. Let's not forget how propaganda works, and let's not forget the history of propaganda. Now, I'm not saying not to watch this film or it's not a good movie. I don't know. It's not out yet. But would you really put it past Hollywood? Would you really put it past China, which is now the lead exporter of sex dolls? Would you really put it past those institutions not to try to drive a wedge in between humans and to drive them to robots? There's plenty of evidence to support this theory. Robot teachers invade Chinese kindergartens. Well, robots are taking over China. We know that they want to bring everything from China to the United States. And now you've got movies coming out about people teaming up with their best friend being a robot. You have the little girl saying that the robot is her best friend. It saved her from being lonely. Again, I'm not sitting here saying there might not be a good use for robots. I'm not saying that this movie is meant to be propaganda, but I'm simply saying, is there a agenda right now to drive humans away from one another and into the arms of robots that can obviously be controlled? Now, why do I bring this as a segue to the video of the young girl crying because she was adopted? Because, folks, I'm sorry, A robot can never love you. A robot does not have the capacity for love. A robot does not have a spirit. A robot does not have a soul. So instead of looking to robots for the answer, instead of looking to robots for love, why don't we look to fellow humans? A robot is not going to make a girl break down and cry when it says you're being adopted. Only a human can do that. Only a human spirit and a human soul can actually make you feel love. And so I look at that video and I say, that's the answer to loneliness. That's the answer to hatred. That's the answer to everything, really, is love, is embracing the fellow human and making them feel fulfilled. Where a young girl, instead of having to go through life wondering why nobody loves her, wondering if she can ever be loved, wondering if she is even welcome or wanted in the world, because of one simple act of love, because of one simple act of kindness, her entire world has changed and she's so emotional she's brought to tears. That's the power of love. They want to cut that out, folks. They are trying to cut out the love between humans and they want to bring us into loving robots, and humans and robots coming together is the ultimate answer. No, love is the ultimate answer, and it can only happen between one human and another.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host. We have seen some huge new developments that are all up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and be covering right now. Trump says we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. We are now in the thick of the fight with just what? 67 days out now for the most historic election in world history. The most important poll. Done internally by the major tech companies. We have incredible graphs I'm going to be showing you in a moment. 61% of big tech employees say ban Alex Jones from cyberspace completely. Don't let me buy or sell. Guess who leads the pack with 71.96%? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Apple, run by Communist China, 71.96%. First, let's go to this clip from Indiana last night, with the president throwing down the gauntlet and laying out, ladies and gentlemen, that we are a free country. And this mass organized racketeering, antitrust, civil rights violating collusion by the big tech companies to violate millions of people's speech ahead of the midterms will not stand.
Very importantly, my administration is also standing up for the free speech rights of all Americans, free speech rights. Look at social media. It's a thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can. It can go the other way too someday. It can play little tricks with them. We're not going to let them control what we can and cannot see, read, and learn from. We can't do that. America is a free country, and we are going to stay always a free country. We're defending American values, and we're also defending our great American interests all over the world.
Now, this isn't about bragging. It's about letting you know why InfoWars is under such attack, because of you, the tens of millions of listeners and viewers, not just in the U.S., but around the world, that are educating their leaders from Eastern Europe to areas of Africa to Latin America to the Middle East to Asia to Russia to the United States to Brexit and the U.K. The world is on fire against the tyranny of globalism and is awakening that big tech is the system, is the technotronic technocracy, in their own words, that's controlling everyone. So let's go back 25 days ago. On August 6th, when I was banned on that Monday across four major platforms, within two more days, 25 other platforms. It's now over 30, actually. They come in every day. I've just quit counting. All working in collusion. And we have where they collude in this online system called Blind. Perfectly named Blind, that more than 50 large companies all get in there and then groupthink with Silicon Valley. And they call it Blind. And they go in there and blind themselves to the truth and what made America great and human freedom. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. But think about how far we've come, ladies and gentlemen. When just a couple months ago, it was only InfoWars.com and it was only DrudgeReport.com and Breitbart.com, some, that was hammering this, and I was on the phone to White House sources and to the high-level campaign saying, you must get the message to the president of shadow banning. He's 90% shadow banned on Twitter. All other conservatives are 93% banned. Now it's 96. I mean, they have big computer companies that track it, trace it. It's admitted. And so we've had a crash course with just 66, 67 days. How many days are we out now? I mean, we are so incredibly close to this right now. But this is history. And because you got in the game and because you spoke out and because you got involved and because you cared, 67 days out, we are moving the ball down the field. And we are tied right now at the end of the fourth quarter, baby. This is it. And now that big tech's been caught censoring, they've only intensified the censoring, you notice, because they are now in full and complete panic mode, and now they have nothing to lose. We need Sherman Antitrust Act emergencies. We need federal injunctions. We need executive orders now. Now. This is it. This whole rubric of, oh, these are private companies. No, this is the Democrats working in unison a month and a half ago to threaten big tech to bring in total censorship, or that they would be federalized if, quote, Trump lost the midterms. So Trump was being free market, leaving it totally wild and open like he should. But the Democrats, the Chi-Coms, the EU, they came in with fines and regulations, put pressure on the tech companies who are already globalist to totally start censoring. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to go to break in a few minutes. And when I come back, I'm going to get to the Breitbart article and also the Information Liberation article that's up on InfoWars.com, where it is so thought-provoking, it is so revealing, not about Alex Jones, not about InfoWars, sure, it's about that, but it's about you. Guess which company, only 21% believe in banning Alex Jones. And guess which company, 70-plus percent. I think you can guess it. We're going to cover it when we come back from break. But first, a few minutes out from break here, I don't plug enough. You know the globalists and Soros are funding lawsuits against us. They're lying about us. We got one thrown out yesterday, one move forward. But the bottom line here is we're going to continue on getting the truth out. And when you financially support us and buy the products, we are unstoppable with your help spreading the word and buying the products. Ultimate Bone Broth is an amazing product, the strongest formula you're going to find out there, with the chaga mushrooms, the concentrated turmeric, the bee pollen, and so much more. And then the bone broth that is the main ingredient from high-quality chicken, condensed down just exponentially more than that chicken noodle soup that mom would make you when you were sick. The ligaments, the tendons, your marrow, your blood, everything. This is next level, beyond whey, beyond multivitamins, beyond really anything, with the essence of life and what it's got in it. So this is true next generation advanced paleo nutrition and science. It's $19.95. Ladies and gentlemen, that's more than 50% off, okay? That's almost what this costs for us to produce. But I put in a quadruple order by mistake. I said double the order from last time, as we were sold out for 5 months. And we ended up
getting a quadruple order. My mistake. We have a quadruple order. So normally it's 50, 60 bucks. Leading competitors are. We discount it $39, $20, $35. It's $19.95 right now. Most supplements are marked up 700%. This is marked up basically 50%. Is what it comes out to right now. You cannot beat that deal. Ultimate Bone Broth, the ingredients, just like our information's game-changing, the ingredients are totally hardcore. We don't skimp and have a bunch of, you know, advertising and stuff and a bunch of slick advertising. It goes into the product. Many leading brands have more money in the container than they do in the ingredients. We don't have fillers. We want you to be blown away. Bone broth, introductory price. The price is going to go up in about a week because we're selling a lot of this. So it's going to go back up to a normal, you know, 30, 40% off because we need to fund the operation. Ultimate Bone Broth, InfoWarsLife.com. And then it's very hard to get this proprietary concentrated curcuminin from the turmeric, 95%. We don't even know anybody else that can come out without the top organic lab we use is able to do that. Whole body support, anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support goes great with the Ultimate Bone Broth for young people, folks in sports, older folks especially, women, oh my gosh. Bodies and Ultimate Bone Broth, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing, and they go together like a horse and carriage. 98% reviews, 4.9 reviews on Power Reviews. It's 50% off, and yes, it is about to sell out. But despite that, I want you who haven't tried it to get off the fence. I want folks that are listeners and patriots to get a discount, sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. That's 60% off. Same thing for the Bone Broth. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars is getting results, changing the world. You're changing the world. Let's not back down now. Let's come to the challenge in the arena and win. We will continue on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, with more from the president and these incredible statistics from inside Silicon Valley. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday worldwide broadcast. Owen Schroyer is coming up from the big studio. Roger Stone, Paul Joseph Watson, Dr. Nick Begich, and so much more.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer.
And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I don't normally play a clip twice in the same show or even twice in the same hour, but President Trump's getting more hardcore. His learning curve is very quickly about shadow banning, fixing search results, about blacklisting, and it all started with InfoWars being ground zero. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is about the stay-behind network Obama set up. This is about the network that they created before he left office in December and January inside the CIA. This is mainstream news to use billions of dollars of Defense Department money with stay-behind networks, rogue groups in the government, just like other agencies are rogue to the president and the Constitution, to actually sabotage the independent media and direct big tech. There they are meeting just about a year ago, 2 years ago with Obama, to sabotage the election and steal the election. And now it's all come out that they've been doing it. So let's go to the president in Indiana last night throwing down the gauntlet. Here it is.
Very importantly, my administration is also standing up for the free speech rights of all Americans, free speech rights. Look at social media. It's a thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can. It can go the other way too someday. It can play little tricks with them. We're not going to let them control what we can and cannot see, read, and learn from. We can't do that. America is a free country, and we are going to stay always a free country. We're defending American values, and we're also defending our great American interests all over the world.
It was George Orwell that famously said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's totally true. And, you know, when Trump says we're going to make America great again, they go, it was never great. It'll never be great. But see, we're having our morale raised. We have the ability. We have the capacity. We have the history. We can do it, and it's happening. 4.6% growth rate. And there he is telling these basic truths. We are a free country. These are political town squares and commons, the companies that said that. But they're going in and removing whoever, whenever they want, exercising real control, social control, to not let you communicate over these major platforms or do business or live when they are now bigger than brick and mortar combined. with big tech, not letting you have access to the market. It's just like not letting black folks, you know, eat at certain lunch counters or own property. I mean, this is true tyranny. So here's this bombshell info from Breitbart.com. It's also informationliberation.com. It's all up on Infowars.com. Poll, 61% of big tech companies and employees say ban Alex Jones. To quote our great president, these are not good people, folks. And then it shows the survey, a recent survey, a big tech workforce discussed app build, show that 61% on the app blind, a recent survey of big tech workplace discussion app blind, that's a good Orwellian term, shows that 61% of employees at major tech firms agree that Twitter should join the rest of Silicon Valley in blacklisting InfoWars host Alex Jones. How Nazi-like is that? The notable exception is Twitter employees themselves. The workplace discussion app blind. Man, you talk about apropos or symbolic. That is amazing. Is a consortium of 37,000 Microsoft, 6,500 Uber, 21,000 Amazon employees, and more from Google, Facebook, Airbnb, and others. And they said they need to ban Alex Jones. So Apple, of course, Chinese communist run, the worst suicide net, factories, total evil, helping round up their people, putting their iCloud keys on it, helping deperson folks that don't play ball with the Chi-Coms. 71.96 or 72% say completely ban me from everything. Just disappear me, put me in a gulag, basically. Cisco, that's the actual routers and hubs, 67.65. Lyft, who's giving everybody free rides to vote for the Democrats, which is election meddling. I mean, that is a gift in kind. 65.52. Expedia, 64.29. Don't worry, I won't stop with any of you guys. Intuit, 63. Pinterest, 63. Oracle, yeah, we had some issues there. 62.5. There, Oath, 59. Intel, 57. Adobe, 56. And it goes down all the way down to Airbnb, 51. Microsoft 51, and then Twitter 21.43. So I guess it shows internally Jack really is trying to say he doesn't want to do this. It looks like he may be more legitimate compared to some of these other big giants. But he's already banned Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McGinnis, you name it. This is incredible to sit there and read this, and they can do it to everybody, and they're setting the precedent with communist Chinese deplatforming, unpersoning social scores for total control. And we've also had other major companies and other major groups push for everybody else to be deplatformed as well. And they admit, especially at Facebook, that they're now bringing this plan in for, quote, trusted and untrusted users. And they're tracking your sexual preference, what your medical issues are, where you live. They've got a psychological profile on you beyond anything Hitler ever had. And it violates the Fair Housing Act, you name it. And President Trump is taking action as a champion against it. So I am very, very proud of President Trump. I'm very, very proud of our listeners, of our radio affiliates, of our TV affiliates, of everyone standing up for free speech, all the new radio and TV affiliates, hundreds of them that have been picking us up literally since this happened a month ago. You're changing the world, and we're in a fight for our lives, and we're in a fight for our way of life, and this is the real deal. And it's just amazing that they're trying to do this in plain view, but it's because they're scared. And they said in the WikiLeaks, we delivered the election to Obama. Hillary, we will deliver your ascendancy. That is memos we showed last week. And so they couldn't deliver the ascendancy, so they don't know what to say now. They don't know what to do now. And so the dying dinosaur media, where people like Brian Stelter get 100 retweets and Paul Watson gets 50,000 or 100,000, he says, take Alex Jones and Trump off Twitter. I want to be the big boy because they're failed. No one likes them. They're known liars. So the dinosaur media now are the attack dog thought police that interface with big tech to censor us. And people are just now figuring this out. This is classical racketeering. But they did it through the CIA office that Obama set up in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Now they have Senator Warner, Mark Warner, Senator Wyden, Senator Murphy in the legislation that was set up to do this and saying, don't just ban InfoWars, ban everybody. And 25 days later, 26 days later, it's happening and Trump's fighting back, but he's got to move now. And all of you've got to get more vocal than ever because they're trying to steal your birthright. It is insane. Owen Schroyer is coming up at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country right after this break. But whatever you do, understand the fight for the future is now in your children's future. These bullies want to dominate. Hollywood elites want to dominate you, but they're going to fail if you take action. And please check out the great products at InfowarsLife.com. It's the free market and you funding us that allows us to stand against these tyrants in total 21st century, fifth dimensional, fifth level warfare. All right. God bless you all. More live transmissions coming up. Now, what are you going to do? Stand up and fight or lay down? Information war now. American victory and global victory for a new renaissance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
We turn to them and we very toughly say, sorry, you're fired. True. Very tough things to get past. I guess I'm good at getting things passed, but it was great. We had great help by the Republicans. By the Republicans in Congress. We had virtually no help by the Democrats. Very importantly, my administration is also standing up for the free speech rights of all Americans. Free speech rights. Look at social media. It's a thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also. We will not let large corporations silence conservative voices. And it can. It can go the other way too someday. It can play little tricks with them. We're not going to let them control what we can and cannot see, read, and learn from. We can't do that. America is a free country. And we are going to stay always a free country. We're defending American values, and we're also defending our great American interests all over the world.
Look at Africa. You can fit three North Americas inside of it. It's got more resources than any other continent in the world. And it's got, what, more than 20 countries. But ladies and gentlemen, it is in squalor. It is in warfare. It is in violence. And why is that? Because Christianity was never able to get full control. And not that Christianity's perfect as man implements it, but if you look at Europe, it was just like Africa 2,000 plus years ago. Murder, death, killing, constant war, human sacrifice. In fact, some cases even worse. Africa had more civilization in some areas than Europe. But what happened? Christianity never got down here. Christianity, once it came to Europe, created real stability. Why are the globalists going after Christianity? Because they want you totally alone. They don't want you to have any culture. They don't want to have anything that ties a white person or an Arab or a black person as humans together in one ethos or idea. And even if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, like I personally do, doesn't mean I'm some high horse judging you. What is your ethos? What binds you to other people? Well, leftist ideology is about what color you are and where you came from and then fighting with each other over it and being controlled by that, when that's the opposite of Martin Luther King Jr., the Christian. You see, so it's Christians that tried to end slavery. It's Christians that tried to, you know, have the Civil War over slavery. It's Christians that got the West to reform much of the planet. And now it's all falling back into the mud because we're losing that and globalism is being replaced with it. Owen Schroyer has been hosting the broadcast today. He's been doing a great job. We're going to have coming up in the next segment, Dr. Nick Begich, who's an amazing individual, is going to be breaking down the science of control, the science of censorship, the science of weather modification. In fact, you might want to introduce him later when he comes on next segment just to get him to get into that, because they made fun of you about that.
Right.
When they admit there's real weather weapons. And all we're saying is, wow, look at this meteorology. So that's all coming up. But Owen, I want to just say you've been really kicking butt. And you're wanting to pull a doubleheader today, hosting this show. I got a bunch of stuff done. And you're going to be hosting the War Room coming up just about an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward. My guest is going to be Christopher Nyweem. He's done a lot of work with President Trump when it comes to veterans affairs, working with the veterans, getting them proper health care. So I'm going to get an update with him as far as where the VA stands and since Trump has come in office.
You're having a veteran special.
Yeah, veterans call-in show special, as well as, you know, what the military thinks about what Trump has done in response to everything Obama did to kind of ratchet it back. So we're going to be talking a lot about the military and taking military calls from veterans on the War Room with Christopher Nyweem. But it's always fun to host the Alex Jones Show. This is the biggest audience and the most active audience in the world.
They're trying to crush you. They're trying to crush us. But nothing can stop you spreading the word. Infowars.com/show. Signing up for the free podcast and telling other people about it. We're number one on Android and on Apple. Millions and millions of downloads. They took us from number one. We're not even listed now. But you can still find the apps. That's because they're scared. They don't want to validate that nationalism and populism and the Christian, Judaic Christian ethos is back. And then from Russia to the United States, from Brazil to you name it, people are awakening to the globalist plan of dehumanization to make us alone and to make us controlled. Now, I'm going to go ahead and end this segment here because I want to go to part of a Paul Joseph Watson report that's really, 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 really critical. And then when we come back, Dr. Nick Begich is going to be on and so much more. But again, ladies and gentlemen, without you supporting us, without you spreading the word about the broadcast, we're nothing. But the president's awake now. He's taking action. You're taking action. We're only 67 days out from the election. I want to thank all our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank our TV affiliates, our cable affiliates all over the country from Chicago to Houston, Texas. And I want to just ask all our listeners watching local TV or listening to local radio, thank that station. Thank their sponsors. Become a sponsor. It takes money and information warfare to do this. So just don't think about InfoWars today. Think about the affiliates you're listening to and how precious it is that you can tell people at the grocery store or church, you know, get up there in front of the church, you know, and speak. Most churches will have you do that. And talk about the Chinese communist mark of the beast that Apple's identifying and Facebook coming out and saying that they'll track everything you do and won't let you operate or talk to people if you don't support globalism and one world religion and all of this. We are being socially engineered. That's what the big tech's about. That's what these systems that nudge us and manipulate us and control us are all about. So the fight is now, and I'm so proud of all of you, the fact that humanity is now fighting back. Just briefly, again, these specials are about to end. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, ladies and gentlemen. The very best out there. It's only $19.95. It'll probably never be that price again. So I put a huge order in. It's amazing. Find out about the health benefits of that. Find out about bodies about to sell out. Infowarsstore.com. Get free shipping on orders $50 or more and get additional 10% off on any order when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. You've stood with us is why we're still here. And if you continue to stand with us, we're going to have a future. All right, Owen's got to go on live right now. Let's go in the control room real quick. Again, ladies and gentlemen, inside the House of Islam is Islam. Outside of Islam is the House of War. Think about that. Think about the facts of the universe. Think about communist China that executes gays. Okay, it executes Buddhists and Christians, but Tim Cook of Apple will say absolutely nothing about it. Start thinking about all the fraud that you're sold. Start thinking about how they're lying to you. Start thinking about how they are manipulating you and break through from the conditioning right now. We are fighting as hard as we can, but we can't do it without your help. We are fighting to get the major issues out in front of people, and you're doing it as well, and it's actually working. But the enemy's striking back with everything they've got. So now we've got to strike back with the truth. We are doing our best. History is happening now. And I'm just, again, thanking you for what you've done, thanking you for your action, and want to salute you all and ask you now to pray. But then once you get your heart right with God, to then get out there and take legal, lawful, political, peaceful action against the globalists, because the false flags are coming, the globalists are gearing up, and now is the time to be awake and involved. You can feel it, you can see it. Okay, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Now, folks can tune back into the live feed with Owen Schroyer, Dr. Nick Begich, and so much more. Okay. History's happening now. Please be part of it.
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
We're coming! We're coming! Help!
Please, you're an expert in danger. Please, listen to me. Something terrible. Please, you're an expert. Here they are. They're already here. Come, you're next. They're coming. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted.
Sleep. Sleep.
Terror grows.
Elizabeth, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Bono. Bono has announced that during the upcoming U2 tour, he's going to wave a giant EU flag on stage. Well, U2 is kicking off its tour in Berlin this week, and we've just had one of our more provocative ideas. During the show, we're going to wave a big, bright, blue EU flag. According to Bono, waving a giant EU flag is transgressive. It's a radical act. Waving a flag that represents a giant unelected bureaucracy. So radical. Waving a flag that represents the interests of a Byzantine metropolitan elite who have repeatedly ignored the democratic will of European citizens. So transgressive. Waving a flag that represents draconian self-serving neoliberal economic policies that have ruined the lives of working class people in Greece, Italy and Spain. So radical. Waving a flag that represents a federal superstate whose entire agenda is based around removing sovereignty and control from ordinary people. So transgressive! One of the richest celebrities on the planet, waving a flag that represents one of the most opaque, autocratic institutions on the planet. So radical! Mate, remember when Geldof stuck his middle finger up at those working-class fishermen? Yeah. In comparison, you make him look like a man of the people. Bono says he's proud to recall when Germany welcomed fright and Syrian refugees. Remember, this was the same guy who back in 2015 lectured us all not to use the word migrants. We must call them refugees. Then what happened? Waves and waves of migrants, not refugees, flooded into Germany. It was 2,000 migrants who molested over 1,000 women in Cologne on New Year's Eve in 2015. It was a migrant who barreled a truck through a Berlin Christmas market in December 2016, killing 12 people and injuring 56 others. Germany's violent crime rate increased, and 90% of it was attributable to male migrants. Yeah, hope you're proud, Bono. Really proud. Hey, Bono, if you're so proud, why didn't you take in any refugees? I mean, you're worth $700 million, and you own 3 multi-million dollar properties. But don't expect him to take in any refugees, since he doesn't even like having neighbors. Not content with living in a single mansion in 2005, Bono bought the one next door. Still no room for those frightened Syrian refugees, though. Oh, but he temporarily changed the chorus of a U2 song to raise awareness. So I guess that's something, right? Bono says only dirty right-wing nationalists think that diversity is a danger because Bono loves diversity. He loves diversity so much. He spends most of his time living in an affluent suburb of Dublin that's almost entirely white. So diverse. In a town which is full of mega-rich celebrities like himself. So diverse. What's the difference between God and Bono? God doesn't walk around Dublin believing he's Bono. That was a joke.
That really saddens me.
Bono says he's proud of Europe's fight to end climate change. A fight that Bono does his best to contribute towards by travelling around Europe in his luxury private Learjet and lazing around in his CO2-belching 140-foot yacht. U2's private jet carbon footprint for its 2009 tour was also big enough to fly the band to Mars and back. Bono also paid for two long-distance taxi rides and a flight to pick up a hat that he'd forgotten. So proud of you, Bono. Bono says he's also proud of the fight to end global poverty. So proud that his charity called out giant corporations who use shell companies and offshore tax havens to siphon much-needed funds out of developing countries. But not proud enough for Bono himself to refrain from buying into a partnership of one of those very shell companies. Bono's so proud of the fight to end global poverty that his charity, which was set up to help fight global poverty, gives so much money to help fight global poverty. No, no, that's right. It gives just 1% of its income to fight global poverty. According to Bono, Europeans living under the EU are happier than ever. So happy that according to a recent poll, Europeans living in France, Germany and Spain, the countries most closely embroiled with the EU, are overwhelmingly pessimistic about their children's future. In France, for example, just 9% thought that their children would be better off than them in the future. So happy. Meanwhile, Bono says he's inspired by Pope Francis's solidarity with the most vulnerable. Unless, of course, you're talking about vulnerable children being sexually abused by Catholic priests, something Pope Francis has helped cover up for years. Here's an idea, Bono. If you really do care about protecting the vulnerable, why not have a word with Popey about how he rewarded the cardinal who raped little boys for decades? Doesn't sound very inspirational to me. So, Bono, go ahead and wave your little EU flag, perform your insufferable celebrity virtue signal. Because that very sanctimonious, out-of-touch, imperious, know-it-all attitude is precisely why we voted to leave the EU in the first place.
Two Iranian individuals, Ahmadreza Muhammadi Dostdar and Majid Ghorbani, were arrested and formally charged by the Department of Justice with allegedly acting on behalf of the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran by conducting covert surveillance of Israeli and Jewish facilities in the United States and collecting identifying information about American citizens and U.S. nationals who are members of the group Mujahideen e Khalq, a group opposed to the Iranian Islamic regime. Representative Peter Roskam, Republican of Illinois, recently told the Free Beacon that these two arrests are just the tip of the iceberg. This is a result of the Iran regime getting financial support from the Obama administration in the Iran deal. Acting with impunity, that deal emboldened them. This is an unmasking of that. Unfortunately, it's all too predictable. Give a malevolent regime huge amounts of cash with no restraining influence, and this is what happens. Intelligence experts have been warning that Iran has sleeper cell agents spread across the United States to lay the groundwork for a large-scale terror attack on American soil. Peter Roskam went on to say, "The takeaway is we can take the Iranians at face value. They were declarative during the Iran negotiations. They were not willing to make any commitments as it relates to their state sponsorship of terror. It's clear they haven't. This can't be a surprise to anyone. It is entirely consistent with what they've been communicating. The surprise is the idea anyone thought they were slowing down or giving up their aggressive disposition. Fortunately, the arrest of these two Iranian spies suggests that things may be changing under this new administration. We will be looking more closely at Iran in weeks to come." This is Greg Reese, reporting for Infowars.com.
Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm sitting in on this last hour. Today on a Friday, I'm broadcasting from California, doing a little bit of traveling. Man, where do we start today? What a crazy couple of weeks since I've been here. You know, that's free speech issue. Let's start with that. And let's start with a little bit of discussion about what's going on in not just the United States, but really around the world. You know, the globalists have a different cultural overlay, no matter whether you live in Europe, Asia, Latin America, or the United States. And essentially, it's to attack those that would challenge the status quo. In the last few days in Germany, there has been some huge protests, primarily anti-immigration protests. And these have been brewing for a long, long time. I have one of my business partners is in Germany, and he has lived there all his life. And what he has seen in the last 7 or 8 years is really, he is rethinking his whole life. He is probably exiting Germany before the year is out. He's had it. He's done. And here's what's going on. You know, political correctness as a concept in the U.S. is one thing. In Germany, it's on steroids. I mean, believe me, you don't dare say anything in Germany for fear of being retaliated against by the left. Social Democrats control the country. And I don't know how you get socialism and Democrats together, but now we're seeing that repeated model in the United States, where we're seeing the Democratic Party shifting more and more to the socialist side of the equation, and in fact alienating their own membership. You know, this is, again, political speech, controlling speech, and what's appropriate to say. A lot of what's been happening in Germany is about to happen here. You know, people are not free to speak their mind in Germany, and that is changing. Suppressing speech breaks out in another way, ultimately, and that is what we're beginning to see. The press in Germany has been forbidden from releasing true information on the crime increases. 90% violent crimes being caused by immigrant populations, and they're not able to even talk about it. And this is what is angering people. And what triggered the latest riots and protests was, in fact, the stabbing of a German citizen by a migrant. You know, Germany was an orderly country. I started traveling quite a bit there 25 years ago and have once or twice a year since. But never have I seen what we're seeing now. And you're going to see more of this. In fact, on this program some months ago, I talked about this, said this was coming our way, and here it is today. When you think about protecting your borders or opening your borders in the way that Germany has, it was a mistake, a significant mistake, because culturally, it's just you're begging for the clash. And why didn't other Muslim countries open their doors? Why didn't Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and some of the other countries in the Middle East open their doors? You know, this is a question that should be asked. At the same time, when we think about what's happening now to Alex and many others, the idea of banning people from speaking their mind, from saying what we've been always free to say in this country, this is the beginning of the end of what we think about within this republic. It's time to get back, back to the essence of what we are as Americans, to be able to speak our mind, to know that we can engage debate without recrimination, because that is what the country is about. We're going to be right back shortly. There's going to be a little bit of a break. Pay attention to the commercials. You know, Alex needs the support. This network needs the support. There's a lot of things coming, and we need to stay in contact with the American people. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in this last hour on a Friday, broadcasting from California instead of my normal location in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, just before the break, we were just starting to get into this whole speech issue, you know, in terms of talking about Europe, what's kind of happening there. But right here at home, thank God Donald Trump is speaking up now. And dealing with this issue, because really, when you start silencing the speech from the right or the left, from any group, this is a dangerous, dangerous precedent. Now, short of yelling fire in a movie theater, all speech should be permitted. If you violate somebody's rights in terms of slander or libel, there's remedies for that. But it's not up to the media to be the judge or the jury or to silence you in this way. This is fundamentally a violation of everything we know as Americans. Even the far left leftist Noam Chomsky has come out in favor of the idea of people speaking freely, including Alex Jones. George Norrie had Alex on for a couple hours the other night. I listened to that broadcast. Great, good job, George. I mean, you know, we've worked together for 20 years, and I work with everybody in broadcasting from the far left to the far right and everybody in between. And why do I do that? Because everyone needs the message that deal with the issues of technology, the issues of science, the issues of politics and economics. And we may not agree. In fact, most of us will never agree on everything. And if somebody says they agree with you on everything, one of you is lying. Because you know, I just don't believe that's generally possible. But think about it. You know, my family is Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, and Independents, and everything in the middle. And when we get together, believe me, there are explosive, fiery debates. But when we leave, we embrace each other as brothers and sisters, as family members, which is the same spirit this country used to have and we need to capture again. It's not about shutting down the other voices. It's about listening to those voices to develop our own arguments and to recognize when we might be wrong. But that will never happen in the way that things are moving today. We need to take the opposite. We need to make sure that the platforms are level, that they're not restricting speech, and there needs to be penalties for these platforms that do. Because this is really pushing and spending money and resources for political candidates and political purposes in an unreasonable, unfair, and I believe what should be illegal. Taking it a little bit further, think about this idea. First comes speech, and then what comes? And think about the companies that are doing it. Facebook, Google, Apple. They have more access on information on people than anyone ever thought of. You know, way back, maybe I think it was almost 20 years ago now, there was a program being considered within the Pentagon called Total Awareness. And some of you will remember this. And there was some whistleblower, some leak, information came out on it. And they were going to track all this stuff about all of us. And you know what? Instead, they got Google. They got Apple, they got Facebook, and they have literally kicked in the digital doorway of every one of our homes. Let me say that again. They've kicked in the digital doorway of every one of our homes. You know, when privacy was enshrined in our Constitution, it was done to avoid exactly that. There wasn't a digital doorway then. Most of our information about us was, in fact, held in our homes. Not so anymore. It's held in electronic databases scattered around the planet, from what we purchase to what we do to who we socialize with. All of this data is now collected and has been for a couple of decades at least in what are called data warehouses. One of my books, Earth Rising the Revolution, gets into this. I wrote it 18 years ago, and you can read that book. It's available through InfoWars, but you can read that book, and I'll tell you what. Everything in it was documented with over 650 sources, and our predictions about how that technology would be used is a subject of mainstream media now, almost 20 years later. 20 years later, and here we are playing catch-up with information that was readily available long ago. And it is 5 minutes to midnight. It is time to engage. Fully engage and demand that personal privacy, free speech, and the fundamentals of this democratic republic and our constitutional government be enforced and protected. In fact, when you get into these big networks that are controlling what we say and who gets to speak and who gets a platform, the idea that they should be able to collect this information should be forbidden. Now, let me say this in a different way. All that data that's collected, now, some of it's directly related to financial transactions. You buy something, they keep a credit card data. You've got 6 months to dispute the charge in most jurisdictions. On 6 months and one day, that data ought to be dumped. In other words, it ought not to be allowed to be collected. And no, you shouldn't be able to consent to it. They shouldn't even be able to ask you, will you sign the agreement to let us use your data? No. Should not be allowed. Should not be allowed to be asked. No one should be asked to give up their personal freedom. No one should be asked to give up their personal privacy. No one should be asked to have their digital doorway kicked in and give them permission. Nobody should be asked to give up their constitutional rights. It should be illegal to ask the question. These are rights, inalienable rights, rights that rest with who we are as living souls. No one has the right to take it. No one has the right to keep it. And certainly no one has a right to manipulate it for political and economic purposes, which is the whole business model for Google, Facebook, Apple, and all the rest of them, is to take the data, use it to manipulate political and economic outcomes, and to push the agenda of those that run those networks. Alex was talking just before I came on about the idea that they're polling. You know, they're polling all these organizations, find what employees think about banning Alex Jones and banning others. It's not an issue to poll employees over. They work for these utilities. They don't get to decide who goes on the air and who has access. Who cares what the poll says? It's irrelevant. You could poll a lot of things during America's history and find some things were unpopular, starting with the revolution itself, where 3% to 6% of the American public at that time favored a revolution. Minority voices lead to the kinds of changes that created the very country where we're standing and sitting today. This is why speech is important. This is why political debate is important. This is why diversity in political opinion is as fundamental as any other aspect of the American character. And we cannot abandon it on the doorstep of high technology's altar or Silicon Valley or anyone else. Now think about these same companies. To get into China, they had to create the very models for controlling speech and tracking individuals that have led to the most invasive thing we've ever seen. It makes 1984 look good compared to what we're seeing happening in China today. But those very same companies facilitating this ideological change in America, taking a Chinese model and overlaying it in the U.S. to manipulate a democratic process. What the heck is that? You know, when you talk about influence in American politics, I can't remember which California senator had a Chinese spy in their office for 20 years, but you only saw that flash for a few seconds in the mainstream media. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We've got a couple of breaks. There's some great Labor Day specials going on right now. It's a good way to support Alex and at the same time save a lot of money on some very, very good health products for you and your family. Support Alex. Take advantage of the Labor Day special. We'll be right back after a few moments. This is Dr. Nick Begich with InfoWars on the tip of the spear with Alex Jones.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in on this fourth hour on a Friday, on Labor Day, headed into Labor Day weekend. I want to remind everyone of the Labor Day specials. Take a look at the site. This is a great way to support this network. It helps everyone continue to spread this word and get the message out. You know, this is what it is all about. You know, there's an opportunity to not just build your physical health by taking advantage of the products and the sale that's going on right now, but your intellectual health by looking at these issues in a much broader, much more accurate way from my perspective. You know, when I travel, I do turn on a TV set. You'll see it in the background because I'm in a hotel. So I'll turn it on and I'll watch Fox News for a little while, and I watch CNN for a little while, and every time I'm just blown away at really the kind of information that's coming out is so different. You'd think we were on a different planet. So contrary views are critical to preserve. Pick up the phone when you get off of the show today. Pick up your phone, call your senator, your U.S. senator, your U.S. congressman, and start complaining about the banning that's happening with Facebook and these other platforms. Call them up. Their phone numbers are listed in your local phone books. Look them up online. Start calling your congressional offices and complaining about the silencing of political speech. Now is the time. These phone lines should be lit up. Call them. Tell them what you think. Don't let them shut down contrarian voices. Next time it will be them. And this is the truth of the matter. We have seen university professors come out on this issue. We've seen people from the far left now coming out on this issue, recognizing that this is not the way the nation should go. Not now, not ever. When you think about, again, what's kind of happening across the spectrum and across the sea, just before I started this hour, we had our report from Europe, and I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Europe. You know, you hear about the European Parliament all the time. And we heard just in the last hour the reminder that nobody votes for anybody on the European Parliament. They're appointed, and they think they're a democratic institution. This is a representative government by representative government representing only a layer of the elite. They do not represent the average European, because not one single average European voted for any of them. And yet they control their currency through their central bank, and they control a body of regulation that covers countries that are so different, so diverse, and they claim authority in doing it. No, in our world, authority of government comes from the people, by the people, and for the people by the vote, not by appointment by an elite crowd who decides who's going to make the decisions for us. The same is true with the United Nations. You know, it's a great idea to get countries together to have conversations, talk about mutual interests, but they have no right to regulate me. I didn't vote for any of these people. Certainly, I'm interested in the opinions of others. I'd like to see us have those kind of dialogues, but don't tell me what to do unless I've had a chance to pull a lever, punch a hole, fill in a blank, and cast a vote. These are not democratic institutions. These are institutions representing the very, very elite. And I'm not talking from a place of no background. My father was a United States congressman. My brother was a United States senator. My other brother was and is currently a state senator. One of my brothers is running for governor of Alaska right now. My uncle was a mayor and later a state representative in Minnesota. My mother was national committee woman twice. I've run a couple of times as both Alaska Independence Party and as a libertarian. And this is what I can tell you. The situation is getting worse. We used to have an environment where people could speak their mind, debate vigorously, and then go have dinner together because we were interested in solutions, not polarization. We need to get back to a government of solutions. You know, people have been beating me up a little bit because a lot of the people that have heard me over the years think I shouldn't be on this broadcast on InfoWars, and I'm not going anywhere. I am going to be here supporting this network, supporting Alex Jones, supporting the right to free speech, because that is the fundamentals. You know, yeah, I have a different voice. Sometimes Alex and I disagree, but you know what? We disagree as gentlemen. And most times, more often than not, we do agree. And this is where it's at. You know, we have this opportunity to inform and enlighten the public. And this is what we need to be doing more of, not less of. One of my good friends works in a staff position within the European Parliament. She's been there over 20 years. And I have conversations once every couple of weeks for an hour or two about what's happening in Europe. One of the more recent conversations I had dealt with Trump's visit over there when he was talking to NATO about paying their fair share. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about that? She goes, the 2% or the 4%? Because you remember, we're paying over 4%. Germans are paying a little over 1%. And most Europeans aren't paying the 2% that they agreed to. And that's 2% of their total economic GDP. So here we are as Americans. We pay not 90%, as Trump had indicated. That's probably the overall European expenditure. But for NATO itself, we actually pay 67% of all of NATO's costs. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's reasonable. For 70 years, we've carried Europe's water. We forgave all of their World War II debts. We've maintained the defense of Europe for 70 years. 2 years since we've had Trump in. Now our so-called friends in Europe are saying, well, maybe we're not such great friends anymore. After 70 years of carrying their water, we're not their friend anymore? No, maybe they're not our friend, and maybe they never were. You know, when you look at Europe's trade balances, which is another area Trump has taken on, Europe, the EU, has a $440 billion trade surplus as of last year. We have almost the identical number in the negative, a trade deficit. Okay, and Europeans don't think they have a fair trade agreement with us? They're wrong. Europeans need to pay their own way, pay for their own defense, and we need to get out of there and limit what we do in Europe. They are big enough to pay their own bill. And it's obvious when you look at trade balances, when you look at all economic measures, and the difference is when you can get a free lunch on the American taxpayers' back, you take it. This is what's going on with our so-called friends in Europe. It is not the world it was, and it should change. And we have a president that is making it change. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars. And we'll be back after these brief messages. Support this network. Pay attention to the advertising and help us stay on the air.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich sitting in this Friday here from California rather than my normal home in Alaska. You know, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the EU. And, you know, one of the I challenge listeners to look this up. If you look up the EU, and you look up their sort of platform, you know, what do they stand for? You know, one of their major issues that they actually stand for is the idea of transferring wealth out of your pocket into someone else. And they say this is a fundamental basic human right. Now think about this. This is like a basic thing is to take your money and hand it to someone else. Now I want to tell you how far we've come in a little over 100 years. In 1894, there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision dealing with income taxes, which is the idea of taking money out of your pocket and sticking it in someone else's. And you know what it was decided in 1894? Unconstitutional. It was called involuntary servitude, slavery, ladies and gentlemen. And that was what the decision talks about, involuntary servitude, that no government had the right to tax your labor. So what happened? So it goes in 1909, they launch an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which finally cleared in 1913, which is when they created the income tax. And they did it in a little tiny bite, you see, because the income tax in 1913 was no taxes on the first $22,000 that you made, which in 1913 probably encompassed 98-99% of the U.S. population, because nobody made $22,000. To put that in perspective, gold was $20 an ounce, $20 and change. Today it's around $1,200 an ounce. Just do the multiplication. You know, they wouldn't be taxing any of us until we hit a half a million or so today if that same matrix applied. Now, you know what the top tax rate was? At $22,000, it started at 1%. And at a half a million, which would be like 60 million today, excuse me, 30 million today, it would be 6%. And now the top rates are hitting 33-34%. And that's not including excise taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, state taxes, municipal taxes, and other taxes that we pay that are indirect. So if you add it all up, about half of our labor or more is committed to our labor being extracted from us, something that fundamentally, under our Constitution for the first 125 years, was not legal. It was involuntary servitude. It was slavery. So we created a constitutional amendment so that we could all be slaves to the government. And the European Parliament, a non-elected body, a group of people that nobody voted for, get to decide that, hey, not only a human right to rob you, something that was never, ever considered when you go back in history and really look at the issue. Now, let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in terms of the money as it relates to all this. Because when you think about the EU, they gave up the most fundamental aspect of their sovereignty when they adopted the euro. The euro is a central bank. It's a group of bankers that are not elected, that are not, they're all appointed. And why is it important for them to control the money supply? Because ultimately that is slavery. When you think about what's happened, how does a bank collect? You know, how does international bankers collect? They need to always make sure that there's a big adversary out there, the big boogeyman So if these guys don't pay, the other guys will collect. And that's what happens. You look historically on the entire banking system, and that's what happens. Why are the elite so determined to make Russia our adversary? You know, and by way of disclosure, a lot of my dietary supplements that I manufacture are sold in Russia, Ukraine, and throughout Eastern Europe and Western Europe. So I want to make that clear right up front. But the point of the matter is, well, I travel to Russia once or twice a year. I know a lot of people in Russia. I meet a lot of people on the street. And people are mystified. I mean, totally mystified by all of it. You know, and the U.S. is using Syria as sort of the example of Russia's interference. You know that the United States has 850 bases and military installations around the world. And off of Russian soil, I believe the only one they have is in Syria. I mean, come on. Get real. You know, here we are standing up complaining about interference with elections when our government engages in what's called regime change. We don't interfere with elections. We just go in there and wipe out countries if we don't like what's going on. But the Russian people, and I don't believe Putin either, has an interest in reinvigorating the Cold War. Now, international bankers do because they benefit by this. International arms dealers do. And if you look at the U.S. budget, you look at the budgets of arms dealers around the world, this is the big money. Back in the 70s when my dad was in Congress, he would complain about them then. And it was nothing like now. He would complain about them because they were always ready to hand out donations, contributions, before there were very many rules. And I remember in one of the restaurants, the restaurant on Capitol Hill, my dad and his main chief of staff was there, and somebody, one of the big lobbyists was there. And in those days, you could transfer cash, you know, so he's sliding over the money. And my dad holds it up in the middle of the room and goes, "Wow, what an excellent contribution to my campaign." You know? And this guy is like hiding under the seat because my dad disclosed. You know, he didn't play those games. And he didn't have very much respect for a lot of the people in the industry because it was transparent to him that their interest was selling weapon systems and maintaining a Cold War. These are the same people influencing the maintenance of a Cold War today. Look at Hillary Clinton. How much money did she get from the arms industry? Go take a look. You know, she took money from whoever was handing it out through her campaign efforts, through her husband's foundation. You know, go back in history to when the Clintons were still in Arkansas and Bill was governor. He left Arkansas with a pile of lawsuits and broke. And now he's managing a foundation with over $1 billion. Hundreds of millions contributed from foreign governments, foreign corporations, and people who want something. These aren't done out of the goodness of people's heart. These are done to buy influence, outcomes, and to be able to impact our political system through these so-called foundations. They should be illegal. Presidents, when they leave office, they should get their pension. And that's it. You know, their speech should be allowed, sure, but no $1 million fees. You know, these guys aren't worth $1 million. They want to raise $1 million, has to go to 501c3 charities who don't get to participate in politics, right? I mean, that's the way it works. You're a 501c3, you don't have political speech. And this is one of the big games international bankers and the tax code has played. So very wealthy people think they're doing good. They put their money in these foundations, but those foundations are neutered. They don't have the ability to speak on political issues. This is fundamentally flawed. You know, free speech, weighing in on those things that are important, these are critical, critical elements that we cannot forget in the 21st century. We need to remember the fundamental constitutional values that our founding fathers put in force here and make sure that in this century they come through loud and clear. Stay on the tip of the spear on InfoWars.com. We'll be back after these brief messages. This is Dr. Nick Page.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, I love that quote. You know, the mind of man. right? I mean, if Thomas Jefferson knew what the technologies were today, there would have been a whole lot more in that Constitution about protecting the mind of man. You know, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about sort of the banking and sort of the overlays. I want to mention, you know, a couple of things. You know, a lot of us kind of get locked in to the information sources that they feed and sort of promote our own ideas and our own values. But I challenge every listener to look at what the opposition is saying. It's something they don't do. It's how come they were so shocked, why the left was so shocked when Donald Trump won, because they were only reading the news feed that felt good. It's good to know what the opposition is thinking. I make a point daily to at least look at the New York Times headlines so I know what the story is from the left. I also look at a publication called Technology Review that comes out of MIT. It's definitely institutional, but it gives you the trends in technology and how they're going to shape and change the world. It's extremely important publication. The other one that is a total insider elite publication, you can get it at any library. It's expensive to subscribe to. It's called Foreign Affairs. And if you want to know what the elite is planning for you, read it. And it gives you their game plan. You know, it's the Council of Foreign Relations publication, the Trilateral Commission's publication. This is what they send to all of their members, their basic propaganda. And it's important because you see it reflected all through the mainstream, all through the major networks. One of the other ones that I take a look at, of course, is my local paper. And the other is something called Nexus Newsfeed, which is a internet newsletter, comes out every day. It has 15 subject areas, all of the alternative stuff from health, from metaphysical stuff, whatever the big talk is of the day. The Nexus Newsfeed is really excellent. Just to get an idea of sort of what everybody is talking about within a number of subject areas. But these are great publications. They give you a broader view, so we're not just always reading and studying the things that are obviously our focus, but it gives us a more balanced look so that we can debate the left by understanding where they're at, where they're coming from, and where their holes are in their arguments. And this is fundamentally important. I've talked on this network before about this issue of tolerance. I don't like the idea of tolerance. And everybody goes, what do you mean? How could you not like tolerance? No, because tolerance is an act of violence against yourself. Think about it. How it's translated in our modern culture is it means you shut up. You don't speak your truth. You don't speak what it is you truly believe. That is not the right way. Embrace the right to be different. Embrace the right of others to render an opinion that differs from ours. This is not tolerance. This is called acceptance of the fundamental right of free speech and free expression. When we do that, we listen. We hear the arguments, and we have an opportunity to either learn from those arguments or feed into the discussion information that's useful so we get somewhere. And it's not polarized. And it's not about withholding our truth. It's one of the reasons I like working with this network. I know I'm working with a group that speaks from here, from their core, what you believe, and you're willing to defend it. That's what the American debate is about. That's what the American way is about. You know, I think about all the different folks I've met over the years, and I've been doing this now 25 years, quarter of a century. I met Alex when he was first starting, and he was doing work about the same time I was getting started in public work, and he was on public access TV. That was his main thrust then. And look what you have built together with Alex Jones. Everyone listening has contributed to building the biggest network of alternative news, political news in the United States. Bigger than NBC's website, take a look at the Alexa ratings. Bigger and more links by 40% than NBC has. This tells you something. 5 million listeners, maybe 70 million worldwide before they started hacking this thing up. But you know what? It will backfire. You're going to see this come back, and it's going to come back with a fury because Alex has a right to a voice. This network has a right to a voice, and more importantly, every listener has a right to that voice. And if people don't like it, it's very simple. Change the channel. You know, it's as simple as that. Don't turn the guy off. Just change the channel. That's what I do when I'm listening to CNN after about 3 minutes. I change the channel, you know, and it's simple enough for us to do. When I think about the direction in which the country's headed, we're going into the midterms. It is absolutely critical that every vote be registered this time around. If we don't hold the majority and see a majority held by conservatives within the U.S. House, we're back to gridlock. Or I would say this, if it does change, you're going to see more legislation pushed through by a lame duck session of Congress than probably ever has been done in history, because there's a lot of work to be done. And I know President Trump has the barrels full in terms of moving that legislation forward. And I'm sure the leadership in the House and the U.S. Senate do as well. We have an opportunity to change the direction of this country. These midterms are critical to doing that. You know, every day they beat up President Trump. You know, and a lot of the issues they beat him up for are things that everybody knew before the election. And certainly it would be nice sometimes to have someone a little more polite in their speech. But that's not what the American people wanted right now. And quite frankly, it's not what we needed. We needed a guy who was carrying a baseball bat, and we got one. We needed a guy who was a little bit pushy. We needed a guy who would stand up and speak loudly for America's interest, regardless of what anyone else in the world thinks. And it was long overdue. And there he is with that bat. And you know what? He came out swinging, and he's still swinging. And if people would look at the track record of success with this president, lowest unemployment, highest employment rates for blacks, Hispanics, and minorities ever. Best opportunities for business. Businesses are thriving. Wait until we see the tax receipts from all of this, because foreign tax is being collected now on U.S. companies. That's coming in. You know, when we get to the year end and we see the full count of economic growth, of taxes paid in, of small businesses and business owners growing, wages increasing, inflation is still down, interest rates are still down, although the Federal Reserve would like to screw that up. You know, we have the best economy we have ever seen. We saw the Tax Reform Act, the repeal of the Obama mandates, all within the first 2 years. Look back on Obama's record at this point in his first presidency, his first term. He didn't have near the positive ratings of Donald Trump. Yep, he's abrasive. Yep, he can be rude. Yep, he can poke you in the eye. And America needed somebody to poke a few people in the eye. And we've got the guy at the helm doing exactly that. You know, in my family on election day, my eldest son and I were voting Trump. And the rest of my family, our liberals, were voting Hillary. And they could not believe it. And we knew that day. I knew the day that he filed. I said, you know what? He's going to win the Republican primary. And he knocked out 16 of the top Republicans in the country and won. And why did he win? Because he was the voice America wanted. They didn't want a wimp. They didn't want someone backpedaling and leaning backwards every time somebody came at him. They needed somebody tough. We needed somebody to look our allies in the eye and say, act like our allies. And to look our adversaries in the eye and say, we will not back down. And that's what we've got. This network represents that. Support every aspect of this network. Take advantage of the Labor Day specials. This is Dr. Nick Begich, going into Labor Day weekend, signing off for InfoWars.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.